about.
You gotta put it in the perspective.
Okay, engine stop. Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
We're laughing, and boom! Out of nowhere, we're singing and humming the tunes. Why? Why would we do that? I'll tell you why. Because the songs kick effing ass.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your mouth. Hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat.
Does anyone have a fork I can stick into my own eye?
I've heard rumors that you have pound for pound the largest penis in Hollywood. Is this true?
It happens.
With your given size, aren't the most like mundane daily activities essentially extreme sports?
It's not my kind of humor.
Well, I'm gonna be responsible, all right, for partying until my nuts catch fire.
I mean, they're still raping me, you're surprised?
Yeah, too much information and shit, man.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This song is tight.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Love it.
Roll another one.
Yeah, that's hot.
Just like the other one.
Meat packers. I'm a happily married man.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Okay.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Can you hear me now?
Nope.
Roll another one.
Frank Lake gives me the willies.
Just like the other one.
Orange?
This one seems to be about to end.
Good times.
I don't have another cent.
Can your cell phone really pop popcorn?
That is shockingly coherent.
How are my little crackers today?
Just pass it around.
I think I'd like to delete this from my TiVo.
What you talking about, man?
I just pass it on down.
And now, there are several ways to kill a zombie, but the most satisfying one is to stab it in the brain with a wooden stick.
Our feature presentation.
I didn't realize that. I have to make a note.
Good advice.
Seems difficult.
You know what I had going through my head all day yesterday?
What?
Pants on the ground.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
All day.
It's yep. Everywhere.
Pants
it's
on everywhere. The ground.
Yeah.
It's the international international hit from American Idol 2 nights ago. Hey, by the way, phone lines are open. We got a couple of lines free at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to give us a call, get on the air, get a prize. It's funny, though, to think about how hard it is for some people, even people who are professional musicians, to write something that's so catchy that you can remember it after hearing it one time. But this 62-year-old guy with no background in the music industry has come up with a melody that that sticks with people.
Yeah,
pretty impressive.
It is.
Listen, I'd like to see him get a career out of this. I mean, clearly he's over the age, so he can't compete in American Idol. But
right.
doesn't mean people can't see what kind of a talent he is.
He may have other songs going on, too. And I haven't figured out, because I haven't read any deep background on him, if his first name is actually General, or if he considers himself or was at some point a General.
All right, here's my guess. I'm going to say that it's not his name, and I'm going to say that it's a nickname, and I'm going to say that it's a false nickname. He was never a General.
No, he was never a General.
Because,
Generals don't do that.
Generals don't go around calling themselves the General.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't need to, because they're already the man.
Right.
So, yeah, this guy's crazy, but...
what's the new show? The X Factor? Is that the one that's coming here?
Yeah.
No age limit, right?
No age limit, right.
Boom. There he is. New career.
That's
Simon
right.
Simon Cowell seemed to like him very much. You could take him to the X Factor if the dude's still alive next year.
Sure. I think it's new age, and I think it's you can also be a group.
Right.
I think.
Right, right. You can.
So anyway, that's going to happen next year. This year, American Idol. How many more bad singers do we have, B? Shows.
I don't know. Somebody told me that they were doing fewer this year than last. Last year they had like 7 shows or something like that. I don't know if it'll be that many. So I do not know. Of course, at least 2 more next week. So we got that to look forward to, but I don't know beyond that.
Fantastic. All right, let's take your phone calls on any topic. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
All right, how about this? How about a pair of tickets to the Monster Energy AMA Supercross at Angel Stadium? That is going to be happening Saturday, January the 23rd, and that's what you get for about 30 seconds of your time. Why don't we start with Kyle? He's on line 6 calling the Kevin and Bean Show. First up with something that's been big in the news this week. Hi, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What it do?
Good morning, Bean. What it do?
What's going on?
Fine.
What it do, Kevin? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Hey, anyways, I wanted to call and make sure everyone knows that not all Christians are as judgmental or retarded as Pat Robertson.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I knew that, but...
I think most people understand that. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like people... Here's what they misunderstand. If a black person does something embarrassing, everybody thinks all black people are that way. Right. I don't think that's true. If a white guy does something, if a Christian does something... All Christians. I don't think people think that way.
He's not speaking.
I do, though. I see that, like, on Twitter. You look on the trending topics of Pat Robertson, and then you click on his name, and it says, he's a douche, he's a douche, he's a douche.
Right. And that's all correct.
Yeah.
And then do they say all Christians are douches?
Well, you really get that judgmental side of it that people see as Christians.
It doesn't seem like that to me, because it seems like, to me, like they just think he is a...
they're reacting to him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. It just seems to me like people assume that if something's embarrassing, all of that race is embarrassed.
And they're afraid
they're going to get looked at negatively. I don't think that happens. I think you just look at Pat Robertson and go, wow, he really said Haiti deserved it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to die.
I see Pat Robertson as the Christians what OJ is to black people.
Yeah, sure.
I agree.
Sure.
I don't know. I think OJ's got a lot of support in the black community, more than Pat Robertson does in the Christian community.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully.
It is weird, though. Thank you for the call. It is weird, though, that this isn't the first time Pat Robertson has said something like this that has rubbed a lot of Christians the wrong way. Why does he have such a high-profile job on the biggest Christian television network? That's what the surprise is to me. Usually these days, somebody says something like that a couple of times, and they get replaced. I don't work.
Doesn't he own that network, though? Or
I don't know.
I think
maybe
it's his network.
That would make a lot of sense if that were the case.
I'm not positive that's the case, but I think it's his network.
I had a friend yesterday I was talking to who said, you don't need a pact with the devil to beat the French. I mean, it's not that hard. Why sign up with Satan just to get the French to leave? yell boo and they're out.
Let's go to Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, what's up?
What'd it do?
Calling because I was browsing Yahoo Music yesterday, and I found out that the general you guys were just talking about...
Mm-hmm. Dance on the Ground,
He actually served as a student for Martin Luther King, and also in Georgia, they actually have a day named after him.
After the general or after Martin Luther King?
After the general.
No kidding.
For outstanding... I guess he served for like 10 or 20 years for the movement.
The civil rights movement?
I got to tell you, this guy is effing shaky.
Yeah, he is.
I mean,
we'll do some research.
He sounds like me trying to explain something complex. And you just get the idea, we're not going to ever get what he's talking about. We'll do some research. Track down the general. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Let's try Shane. Shane's on line 2, Kevin. This one sounds like it might be interesting to you. Hi, Shane. Thanks for calling. What'd it do?
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, Callie?
What it do?
What's happening?
All right, this show, I guess it's on the same channel as the Kardashians. It's called Pit Boss. It's about some badass little people McNuggets that, I guess, rescue pit bulls.
Oh, really?
Oh, when I saw the title Pit Boss, I thought it was going to be a Las Vegas-style gambling show.
Yeah, me too.
It's funny. It's funny. I saw another one on A&E or something advertised, and it was bikers. And they go and rescue pets.
Is that Dogtown?
I don't know.
Dogtown?
I don't remember what it was, but it's...
I
mean, there really is every single form of exploitation, if you want to call it that. Fun, if you want to call it what I want to call it. But little people are doing everything now. Yep, A&E is Little People Channel. Yeah. Here's a little people living in a house. Here's a little person trying to find a job. It's about four series with little people.
Because they have refined little people to the point where they're so realistic now. I mean, they're so human-like. That you can, you're at the point now where you can virtually teach them to live on their own. The artificial intelligence has improved to the point where they can do a lot of things by themselves now.
They're human beings.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's politically correct to call them that now. But the truth is, you know, the science has gotten to the point where you can't tell unless you know them.
Doesn't even make sense.
No one's with you. No one's ever with you.
I'm sure Psycho Mike's got my back.
Zero people are with you.
If I can get no one else, I'll ask for Psycho Mike.
Yeah. Mike?
I'm pleading the fifth.
All right, so you don't have Mike.
Nope.
All right, how about George, line 7, please, with an interesting start to a Friday. Hi, George. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
What'd it do, Nessie? What up, baby boo?
What'd it do?
What's going on? Hey, this morning, me and my wife, the only time we really get to have sex is about 3 o'clock in the morning because we have kids. And the two little kids walked in on us this morning. And I think I'm traumatized for life.
You scarred them for life.
Oh, yeah. You pretty much wrecked them.
How old are they?
5 and 6.
They'll remember that.
Every kid remembers that moment.
That's going to be burned into their brains for life.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean every kid remembers that moment?
You don't remember walking into your on your parents at some point?
No, because it didn't happen.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I know lots of... I did. My brother did. I know lots of people
who
maybe
your parents were sick exhibitionist freaks, Lisa.
No, I mean, I can see how a lot of people would. I mean, I don't know the numbers.
I don't think it's uncommon.
Obviously, if it happens a lot and you're a kid in that house, you know...
George, what did you and your wife do when you realized the kids were in the room?
The two kids walked in. They said, "Mommy, Daddy, what are you guys doing?" And I said, "You know, Mommy, Daddy, kiss each other. Go back to bed, guys."
They kind of
stayed there for a second, and you know, my wife's like, "All right, go back to bed already."
were you guys under the covers, or was there something to be seen?
Well, no, we were taking a shower in the bathroom.
Oh, I see. I got you.
And, they woke up, came looking for us. So,
well, 10 years from now, those kids are going to be calling the Kevin and Bean Show where we're doing this phone topic of people who walked in on their parents.
I saw my parents.
you know they will.
All right.
Good times.
Thank you, George.
Thank you for the call. Why is Daddy hurting Mommy?
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
It is Friday morning. That means a couple of things. It means movie beat. Mm-hmm. Ralph will tell us about all the new movies in the theater. And it also means Adam Carolla in studio.
Yeah.
This Week in Rage. So very excited about that. We are going to talk to LaQuisha about one of our favorite shows, Jersey Shore.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Good.
Just those people, wow, they just can't. They're cartoons. They can't be real
GTL,
people.
Baby. GTL.
Right. Come on, Kevin.
What does that mean?
Jim...
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Laundry.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's their code. That's the code
I'm
they live by.
I didn't know because I didn't know.
Yeah, forgot about that. We have Katie Sackhoff, who is on the premiere of 24, which is this Sunday night.
You know her as Starbuck.
Yes,
from
you
Battlestar
do.
Galactica.
She's what great. What kind of role does she have on this show? What is she playing?
Well, funny you would ask, Bean, because they gave us a screener, and I love 20.
Isn't it like 4 hours?
There's two hours. 2 hours Sunday night, 2 hours Monday night.
Right.
Okay.
So I take it home and, you know,
like you do.
Get naked. You know, I'm ready to go because I'm really excited about this.
And then
the DVD started playing, and then it stopped. And then I tried to forward it and reverse and forward channel and back, and I turned off my DVD, and I tried 7 different things. It wouldn't play.
It's not your machine. It's just that DVD.
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Did you try it in your computer, too?
Yep.
Wow.
So then I was like, wow, this is even worse than I thought because I was so excited. Just don't tell me I'm going to watch it then if I don't get a shot at it. So I don't know what she does.
Okay. Oh, how disappointing.
But that show is good.
I'm just glad that you got it from your car into your house because a lot of times we send stuff home with you and it just gets lost in Kevin's backseat party.
I have no idea what you're talking about. we also have Spencer Pratt talking about Heidi's new CD and maybe some more clips from her CD, which is really, really top notch.
Yeah.
I mean, it is good quality.
Well, they made sure of that.
Yeah. So we got that. We have a celebrity sighting by me. I ran into a celebrity, and I was spectacularly stupid.
Wow.
And Bean is being audited.
Day two today.
Good times.
Day two.
Being audited. He's got federal agents swarming the house.
That is not
sure
good.
Do.
So that's not
asking a lot of questions. I can't tell you. You know how we always talk about how this show ruined your life?
No.
I can't tell you how close I was and how many times I was close to quoting the great Victor Fuentes yesterday when he would ask another question about a receipt from 2007. There's too much information, and I'm so close. But you know what? Not gonna improve my chances of a good clean audit.
Nope, but you should do it. I think make you feel better just for that reason. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat, that is next. 1 minute, everybody. All right. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:54.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show for a Friday. By the way, we forgot to mention another update from our friend Lou Aviv, a Kevin and Bean listener who married a mannequin. Apparently, he's moving back to Southern California.
Celebrities.
We're going to be talking to him later on. Ralph apparently is geared up and ready to go with the showbiz beat, it sounds like.
Hey, it's like when you're trying to talk and someone just plays audio bits over what you're saying. You ever know what that's like? You ever experienced that phenomenon?
Yes.
Now you have.
Yeah. We did that yesterday for about an hour. Sorry.
Sad day for Conan O'Brien fans. Apparently, January the 22nd on Friday will be Conan O'Brien's last Tonight Show with the Conan O'Brien.
So that's the fallout of all of this?
Yeah. He won't do the show at 12:05, which NBC apparently is committed now to doing. And so he is going to walk.
Wow.
Now, what this means for Conan O'Brien still remains to be seen. He apparently is developing an agreement with his camp to try to get NBC to sign off on a large financial penalty for doing what they're doing, and they're saying that the contract is still valid, so they may just keep him off the air for the next 3 years for the duration of his contract and keep paying him. So we'll have to wait and see. But a source close to Conan says that the 22nd will be his last Tonight Show, and that Jay Leno will once again resume host duties. The Tonight Show will remain at 11:35 if Conan walks, and will be an hour from 11:35 to 12:35.
So basically what happened is a year ago they had Jay Leno's doing the Tonight Show followed by Conan O'Brien. Now they're going to have Jay Leno doing the Tonight Show followed by Jimmy Fallon, and Conan's out.
Pretty much. Unless something changes within the next couple weeks. So January 22nd, apparently Friday, will be the final Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. What happens to Conan after that? We'll have to wait and see.
That's a shame. If you watched any of his shows in the last week or so, you can tell he really, really like revered and worshipped and wanted to host the Tonight Show. That was everything to him.
Well, sure. Most comedians do.
It's rough.
Plus, he moved to Los Angeles with his entire staff. And he, you know, he's got all those people now who are essentially going to be out of work next week that he feels terrible about.
Heard you guys mentioning the upcoming season of 24. I wanted to give you a heads up about Monday because it's Martin Luther King Day. We won't be on the air. I wouldn't have a chance to tell you. But Fox is inviting 24 fans in 5 different major markets across the United States to get jacked. They're giving away free coffee Monday to help you get jacked.
Not free Jack?
Free Jack what?
Daniels. That's where I thought they were. They were free Jack. I thought this is a pretty good promotion.
I don't think the network's going to be giving away hard liquor.
Yeah, I don't think that there's some maybe legal issues with that. But you can get jacked with free coffee in New York, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and San Diego.
Much as you want all day, or what's the...
No, they've got locations posted on the Fox website. If you want to check it out. It's from about 7 o'clock a.m. to about noon in most locations. And they tell you where you can find the special coffee carts and go up there and get some free coffee. And you can get jacked! Get it? Because his name's Jack.
His name's Jack Bauer.
Oh, I'm jacked up on coffee, and tonight Jack's on. It's all Jack. And then you turn to Jack FM. Play what they want to play over there. It's all Jack. It's just Jacklicious. Tila Tequila's having a bad month.
Hi.
First, her imaginary fiance suddenly passed away, and now she's being dumped by her own PR rep.
Really?
The woman's name is Jessica Cohen, and I can't imagine what it's like to have to be a mouthpiece for Tila Tequila, but she sent out a press release saying the two have parted ways. She just couldn't do it anymore. The reasons behind it, we may never know. She said some things need to remain private.
Huh.
Well, it's not a secret that she's a bitch, so that can't be it.
Some things do. I mean, that's a correct statement, but this doesn't.
Yeah.
Guys, here's the question Psycho Mike and I were discussing before the program begins. We know she's crazy, and you hate her, but would you have sex with Tila Tina?
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
I'm a no on her, too. Not worth it, right?
Nope.
She's not even that hot.
She's not that hot. She's not
easily
hot.
Resistible.
I don't even think she's hot, let alone that hot.
Psycho Mike naturally goes the other way.
Of
Mike.
Course.
Yeah.
What?
He would have sex with a wall or a,
and know, has.
A shoe or
well, I said, and has.
I hate her. I hate her and she's bad, but if she offered, you know, her body's good enough that at least I'd do it. You know, I'd be
but
worth
it. I don't think you'd ever feel good about it the whole rest of your life. I think it'd be something that you would regret having done because she's Tila Tequila. Although, in Mike's case, he would be making her miserable, so he may get some satisfaction out of that.
And she would enjoy none of it, so what do I care?
Sony Pictures is already looking for a new Spider-Man. We talked about the fact that they're rebooting the franchise. Tobey Maguire is stepping down as the web-slinger. Apparently, they've got a short list of actors that they're pursuing, and each of them sounds like a worse idea than the next.
Gary Coleman?
Robert Pattinson.
Oh,
who plays Edward in Twilight, of course, is on their short list of people they'd like to replace Toby as the wall crawler. Michael Cera?
What?
According to sources, are also.
That's a joke. It has to be.
It has to be a joke.
Well, now, Peter Parker, you know, traditionally is a super geeky science nerd in high school, and then he gets the powers, and that's what changes his life. Oh, so.
Right, but you don't go geekier than Toby Maguire, do you?
Look, I'm just reading a list. All right. I work for Sony, man. It's all right.
Who else?
Chase Crawford from Gossip Girl.
All right.
And I got an email here from Dan, listener Dan in Aurora, Colorado, who listens on the podcast apparently, said that he was thinking about it, and I think Sony should pay attention to this kid. He's got an idea. Anton Yelchin from Star Trek and Terminator Salvation, who is sort of, he played Chekhov in Star Trek.
Yes,
he's
yes,
sort of slight and geeky, but also in Terminator Salvation showed he could be pretty much an ass kicker.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so. And he's young enough that they could start now with Spidey in high school and still have a couple years to play with him in the franchise. So it is a good idea. Maybe they'll give him a look-see. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees celebrates his 31st birthday.
Do you think people...
Big game this weekend.
Do you think people like Chargers fans... He was there first, right? Chargers?
Yes, right. Yeah.
And was not good?
He was okay.
He was okay?
Yeah.
But then you see him go to another team, and then all of a sudden he's a superstar.
He's playing the best ball of his life right now.
It's got to drive you crazy as a fan. You know, he was your quarterback, and he was good at best. And now
how
he's
do you think St. Louis Rams fans feel?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, exactly. Kurt Warner has gone to... You know, Arizona and it's just blowing it up.
Yeah. Hey, why didn't that happen when you were here?
But while Warner was with the Rams, he did have an MVP season and a Super Bowl MVP season and win a Super Bowl.
No, but then they let him go.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they thought he was too old and couldn't play anymore. How does that decision look now? That's what I'm saying.
Especially how bad they are. That's a good point.
You know, so, I mean, it happens all the time.
Yep.
Eddie Cahill from CSI New York is 32 years old today. Lisa. Of Lisa and the Cult Jam celebrates her 43rd birthday. Actor-director Mario Van Peebles is 53 years old today. And actor Chad Lowe, who used to be married to Hilary Swank, is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Thanks for tuning in, party people, for the Friday Kevin and Bean Show. Friday means Adam Carolla will be here later on with Week in Rage. Ralph's got the movie beat. We'll talk 24 in a few minutes with actress Katie Sackhoff. And LaQuisha reviews The Jersey Shore, which continues to be an unbelievable hit over there on MTV.
Yeah. You know, they don't get any negative responses over there.
That's what I understand.
Isn't that great? We talked to the situation.
That's what the situation told us.
And in case you didn't hear that, and we said, yeah, it must be difficult because some people, you know, hate the show or whatever, have negative comments. And he said, never. Not one negative comment.
Can't go into the mall. It gets mobbed.
It's mall closing time, I think he said.
Yeah.
So that happens.
Wow, he got famous fast.
He did. You know, when you run into celebrities and there are a certain amount of celebrities who you are speechless around.
Absolutely.
And we meet a lot of bands and we meet a lot of people in this job. And every once in a while, somebody will come through that is just, it's a little too overwhelming and you just don't know what to say or
yes.
do. Or
the a little too famous.
The first time I saw this happen was we were on the field at Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And Bean, who was the player? I forget. That you could not, wow. literally could not speak.
This was so many years ago, very early on the Kevin and Bean Show, and I know that many of our Southern California listeners will hate me for this, but I moved to L.A. from San Francisco and was a huge Giants fan. And I believe it was Will Clark, who was at the time was the All-Star first baseman for the San Francisco Giants, who was my favorite baseball player at the time.
And Bean was like a little girl. Like, he was giddy. He's like, oh, there he is, right there, there he is. So I said, go up and we were on the field. We had access. I said, go up and just say, hey, you know, nice to meet you.
And Bean, you usually will talk to anyone.
Anyone about anything.
Well, we were fairly new in the job, and it was fairly new at meeting people like that. I mean, I think I'd be able to handle it fine now. But I mean, I look at I don't know where Kevin's story is going here, but I look at a guy like Psycho Mike, who's also had lots of experience with famous people doing this job, yet he ran into Megan Fox last year and just fell apart. I mean, just practically wet himself and was unable to form a word.
Yeah. Well, I grew up, I'll tell you who it is in just a second. Okay. I went to a charity event for City of Hope, and it was honoring Tim Leiweke, who runs AEG and Staples Center and the Kings and Galaxy and all that. And the mayor was there, Antonio Villaraigosa, and Arnold was there.
Oh,
They all got up and talked, and Jimmy Kimmel was there. He got up and did a chunk. And just before Jimmy brought up Schwarzenegger, he challenged the room to take a drink every time Arnold works one of his movie titles into his speech, which I thought was very funny. But in the after party, I literally ran into Magic Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Now, I've been a Laker fan my whole life.
Yeah.
And Magic Johnson is not just a Laker, though. You know what I mean? Like, to me, he's way more than that.
Yeah.
He's revitalizing cities and building projects, and everything he touches is...
He's amazing.
...gold, and he's got that smile, and everyone loves him, and...
He's got those movie theaters where everyone talks.
Yes, he's got that. So what do you say to him?
What do you say to him? That's a really good question.
Especially when it's a shock. It's not like I saw him and then was able to formulate some way to go up and say something to him.
You didn't have a game plan of what I'm going to say when I get to meet Mr. Johnson.
Right. I didn't even know he was there at the time. You know, I didn't see him or whatever.
How do you not see Magic Johnson?
Well, a lot of people just started. You know, I just didn't see him.
All right.
So I bump into him, and I'm such a huge fan, but then you go, okay, well, where do I start? Like, do I say, hey, you know, I enjoyed all your years at the Lakers, or what?
I mean, a big Laker fan. You're great.
Right, but all of that ran through my head. I thought, that's lame.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because there's nothing that you can say, really, that is going to be something he hasn't heard a million times before. And you kind of don't want to waste his time or bother him if there's nothing in it for him, right?
Right. And I've got nothing for him.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
No, it doesn't matter what I say. You're right, Bean. He's heard it before, and he's the nicest guy in the world. Mm-hmm. He'll stand there and talk to you all night, you know, just because he's nice.
Right.
Right.
So I thought, so I bought myself some time with How You Doing. That was my time waster.
All right.
It's not much of a time waster, by the way, because when he says fine, it's time to move on to point two.
Now it's back to you.
Okay. I'm still thinking, all right, how you doing? Okay, fine. And I was running through everything that I could possibly say to him that would, I don't know, just make sense or not annoy him or whatever.
Be interesting to him.
Well, you want to have a pleasant encounter.
You want to have maybe just a little bit of a conversation.
Of course, yeah, because
not just a worship moment.
He's been such a huge part of my life. Mm-hmm. There's no. By the way, thinking back on it, there's no way whatever I said could have, you know, done that.
Yeah,
you can't really accomplish that unless you're there with the celebrity for a couple of hours. I mean, really, because of everything you've watched him do and everything, all the battles that he was in for the Lakers and all that kind of stuff. So I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Fine." And then I said, and I wrote it down when I got home because then I said, "I just wanted, you're great." That was my full, and then he said, thank, and then he, being the nicest guy in the world, didn't go, are you retarded? He said, thanks very much, and then he turned and walked on. So that was my...
You're great.
That's what I came up with. I just wanted, you're great. And he walked away, and I just... Instantly, I just hated me.
You know, in the list of like fan things that he has heard forever,
I know.
You did not express yourself well.
Is that perhaps the worst? Well, Magic Johnson has been an international celebrity for 30 years,
right?
Might I have been the worst person he's ever talked to?
That's pretty bad.
I think that's very likely, yes.
Dear God.
Oh, Kevin.
I'm surprised that I totally understand why it happened because, yeah, you were shocked and he's your hero. He's probably the guy you've admired
but
the most your whole life. I understand
great.
All that.
You're
right,
great.
I know.
Come on.
I'm a little bit surprised you didn't go the obvious route, which is to have, you're a huge Lakers fan in 2010 as well, to have some comment about the current team, which of
sure.
course he follows very closely in Roots Where. I mean, you
would
could have had a
sense.
Conversation about who's hurt and who's good and
yep.
who's, you know, not working out or whatever.
He didn't have enough time to think of that. He had how you're doing. Fine. That's it. Boom.
Look, right. Buying myself 7 seconds to come up with an answer or a question is worthless because I can't come up with a question in 7 seconds. So how you doing? Fine.
Say that again. Say it the way you said it before.
I just wanted. You're great.
Yeah.
So that was my interaction with Magic Johnson, and I'm sure he'll remember that forever.
Speaking of TV, we are getting into the time of year where lots of shows are coming back. February sweeps right around the corner. 24 is one of the shows we have been most excited about returning, and it does so this Sunday night with two big hours on Monday. Do we have our guests, by the way? I don't
we
see
do.
It on the screen.
We do, yeah.
I'm very excited, as we are every year, to find out who's new on 24, and this time it's one of our favorite actresses. Katie Sackhoff joins the program, and she joins us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys. Hi.
24. Pretty good family to be a part of, I bet.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's, you know, I went from one iconic show to another. Not a bad jump, I'd say.
She, of course, for those of you that don't recognize the name, was Starbuck.
Oh, yeah.
On Battlestar Galactica. And yeah. You were so good on that show. And I was so happy
Thank
to see
you.
That you were joining the cast of 24. Bean's right. There's always a lot of new players each season of 24. So you never know, like, who's going to come in or what position they're going to play or whatever. But
right.
You know, it's crazy. It's been 8 years. That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 years. Jack Bauer has some really bad days. Now, for folks who have avoided the press for the new season of 24, tell us who you are.
I play Dana Walsh, who's Chloe's boss. And so she's very, very, very smart. And and she's engaged to Cole Ortiz, who's played by Freddie Prinze Jr.
Okay.
So I kind of call them the Ken and Barbie of CTU, you know?
Like, I like it.
I think he'd be Captain America Ken, and she'd be like career Barbie, you know?
and just like on Battlestar Galactica, I would imagine as an actress, this is the kind of role where you have to memorize lots of complex things and say things that make you sound smart all the time.
It's true. It's true. I know everyone thinks I'm so intelligent. I just play these characters that use big words.
But well, you're smart.
I've gotten very good at hiding dialogue in folders on set and things.
Is that
so whenever
right?
Yeah, because on Battlestar, I learned, like, especially in The Viper, that you could, like, pretend like you're playing with nozzles and, like, dials and stuff and actually just memorize your dialogue and then sit back and say the line. And so on 24, I've just, like, hidden things, like, in folders. And, like, on my hand. And
not
on
like
the wall.
It. You're writing pen on the back yeah. of your hand? Keep stuff straight?
Don't move that.
By the
line's
way,
on there.
That's one of my favorite things about 24. And I'm a huge fan of 24. But it is crazy unbelievable at times.
Oh, sure.
And the work that the computer people do at the headquarters at the counterterrorism unit, I mean, they can pull up the cameras, you know, in Russia and get the exact camera they want within 2 seconds.
Yeah, they're fast.
It's pretty crazy.
They're fast.
Well, solving world hunger, too.
Yes, exactly.
They're very good at CTU.
They are, yes.
I try to get my Google to load in under a minute. And the stuff that
right.
these people are doing, it's ridiculous.
I need a satellite.
I want my Google to see me waving at the camera.
Yeah, well.
All right. I know, Katie, that they basically threatened death on all the actors because we've been lucky enough to have many of them over the years on our program. I know that they are very, very secretive, as they should be, because they don't want any spoilers to get out. But can you give us
a big,
broad picture of what the crisis is this time? Are we dealing with a dirty bomb or an assassination, or what's going on for Jack this year?
It's basically there's an unnamed Middle Eastern country. Because they've got to be very PC on 24.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they can cut heads off, but they can't name a Middle Eastern country.
Right.
And so it's an unnamed Middle Eastern country who is trying to come to peace negotiations, and it's being threatened by terrorists.
Terrorists don't want the negotiations, so there's a...
They don't want peace.
Right. Okay. Right, right.
Now, is Jack, as the season begins, is Jack out of working for CTU and they have to drag him back in, or are we not going to go through that shenanigans this year?
Well, Jack's always trying to retire.
Yeah,
and, like,
right?
You know, move to Los Angeles and, like, do his thing. And, like, you know, I think Jack needs a nap. You know, he's had one really bad day after another.
Yeah,
that's
true.
He's just at a point where he's like, can I please sleep?
I'd like a nap for a day, and then I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Now, is this the first time it's been New York City where it's centered?
I believe so, yeah. It's and it's pretty interesting because it's, I think that 24 finally found its match with a city, you know? I mean, the energy of New York is very much like the energy of 24, so it's pretty fast-paced this year.
Yeah. Now you, Katie Sackhoff is on the line with us. We're talking about 24, which is a four-hour season premiere spread out over two big nights, this Sunday and Monday on the Fox Network. You're several episodes into filming this season, I'm sure. Tell me what it's like as an actress to wear the same clothes every day and try to keep all the continuity straight, knowing that everything takes place in the same 24 hours.
You know, I couldn't figure out why they were so excited to get me into a dress from day one.
Right.
Until I showed up on set and realized that the second floor is plexiglass.
Yeah. Leave it to a guy.
I'm in a dress and bike shorts. And then I actually get to change a couple times. So, you know, it was my goal to change more than Jean Smart.
Well,
so I'm going to just go.
That's
go
a hell of a goal.
And randomly come out.
That is a hell of a goal. I hope you make
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
This is
thank you.
This is your character in CTU trying to get some information out of one of the people that works for you.
I need your help decrypting that file they found on Reed's computer. I broke off a section. It should be on your screen.
Yeah, what filter do you want me to run it through?
Esquire 9.
No problem.
And Arlo, you can stop staring at my breasts now.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, she is career Barbie. She's got great boobs.
Yeah, well, of course. If you're going to be a Barbie, you got to have great boobs, right?
It's funny you mentioned 8 seasons in. I remember when 24 went off the air after season 1, which was, I mean, remember at the time when 24 came on, it was a revelation that they could make a show like this and have everything sync up and work out and satisfy everybody and do it all in a 24-hour period. And people thought, well, now that they've done that, they'll never be able to come back and do another one. Yeah. It's got to be over, right?
Well, they were trying to figure out how they were going to do another 24, like, you know, episodes. Like, what's the threat this time, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So. And they have done a masterful job of figuring out new twists and turns. And Kiefer Sutherland, oh, my God. He should win an Emmy every year. He's so great with all the stuff that they throw at him on that show. And he always makes it look so believable. And like you said, when you came on. He's pretty great. Even in a dress on TV the other night, he looked good.
I heard all about that last night he was telling me.
But like you said.
I haven't seen it yet.
You couldn't, as an actress, you couldn't be happier to be in a cast like 24. And we're very excited as fans to have it coming back, and we're looking forward to seeing what Dana's all about.
Yeah, she is not what she seems. That's all I can say.
Oh, what does that mean? You're a terrorist? Do you die? Do you know if you die?
I like peace.
Do you die?
I can't tell you.
Do you die?
Kevin.
You know what?
Do you die?
I can't tell you.
Oh, all right. Well, I wish you could.
Grilling her.
Can you imagine if I did? There's no job security on.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's kind of like, you know,
you would die.
Your P's and Q's, and you try not to step on too many toes.
They would reshoot this Sunday's episode, and you would die then. if you gave us away. All right, so 24, 2 hours on Sunday night, 2 hours on Monday night, and it's a fantastic show, and you're a fantastic actress, and we're glad you're on the show. I think you're going to make it even better than it was before.
Thank you, guys.
So, thanks.
I'm glad to have finally, like, met y'all.
Yeah.
Kind of.
As are we.
You as well. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Katie. Bye-bye now.
Kind of.
Bye, guys.
It's KROQ. Coming up in the next half hour, we are going to give away a trip that I wish was mine. I would so love to have won this.
Yeah.
Because the band is Them Crooked Vultures, which, by the way, is awesome. I have had the chance to see them in concert, and they are amazing. And, I don't know, you get to go to New Zealand.
What?
To see them.
Oh, my God.
New Zealand's not even a real country.
It is.
No.
New Zealand. It is a country.
What?
Yes, it is.
What?
So anyway, that's coming up in the next half hour here on the world famous K-Rock. It is 6:55.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. An update from very interesting Kevin and Bean listener who married a mannequin. Apparently, he's moving again. And we'll talk to him coming up in about 10 minutes. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday. What's going on?
He must be very excited. Any chance to mention it this week in the showbiz news, but they are doing a remake of the movie Mannequin.
Remember the movie with Andrew McCarthy? Where he falls in love with Kim Cattrall, who plays a mannequin that comes to life in a store window?
Yep.
Oh, no kidding.
And they have a passionate affair? Duavid's going to just never stop watching that movie.
He's going to sue because it's his life.
It's his life story. He should play the lead. They should cast him as the new Andrew McCarthy.
Great idea.
He's got the matinee idol looks.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got the charm. He's got the charisma.
He was on the phone yesterday, and I'm just going to tease you by saying this. He was so happy, he was crying.
Wow, really?
Nothing wrong with that.
How about that?
Nothing wrong with joy. Before I get to the celebrity news, let me give away some tickets to the premiere of Legion. I don't know if you've been looking at the trailers for this film or not, but it looks awesome.
It does look great.
I got a chance to see about 10 minutes of it down at Comic-Con last year, and the place went nuts when they showed it. It just really looks fantastic. It's Thursday, January the 21st. At the Arclight Theater in beautiful downtown Hollywood, California. It's a four-pack of passes. You get to take three friends if you're one of the lucky winners. Legion is in theaters everywhere on January the 22nd, but you'll see it before anybody else if you're one of our winners. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. First five callers to get through. Get a four-pack of passes to the premiere of Legion. Conan O'Brien looks like he is not backing down on his insinuation, at least, in his public press release that he would not participate in a Tonight Show if it had been moved to 12:05 or later. Sources close to Conan say that Friday, January the 22nd, will be his last Tonight Show.
Was this in the news?
Yeah, this morning. No, just got it.
Last Tonight Show. Wow. So he really
he
is
will walk.
Just...
Wow. He will walk. Now, what happens after that is anybody's guess. There's a lot of lawyers making a lot of money trying to battle this out, but the potential is Conan will get a big financial payout, a penalty in essence, for them sort of reneging on what they originally agreed to do with him in his contract, or...
Which they did agree to, and that, but might possibly be able to weasel out of.
Right, because there was no time commitment made to him when he was dubbed the host of the Tonight Show.
But they did put it in the contract and sign it and say, you will get a big payout if we don't follow through.
Or NBC can just keep him on salary, pay him, and not let him work anywhere for the next 3 years.
Which sounds very much like what NBC would do, because their whole thing all this time has been not letting anybody go anywhere.
Right. Anyway, like I said, this will be remain to see what happens. But apparently, from all sources close to The Tonight Show and Conan O'Brien, the 22nd will be his final broadcast.
I'd like to get paid for 3 years to not work.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Can I have that deal?
You're getting paid now to not work,
How
Kevin.
How dare you?
The Tonight Show apparently will then remain at 11:35, and Jay Leno will slide back into the host position.
Oh, for the full hour. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. So,
just like it never happened.
Exactly. Very odd.
I wonder how much damage has been done, if any, or if his ratings will come back at 11:30. What do you guys think?
That's a good question, because he didn't get the eyeballs at 10 o'clock.
No. People
but
who
he
watch...
did get them at 11:30.
Yeah.
And Conan didn't. A lot of people say it was because the lead-in was so poor,
right?
You know, because he was on at 10 o'clock every night, but I guess we'll never know now.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga collapsed just before her concert in West Lafayette, Indiana yesterday. Gaga's reps say it was due to, wait for it, exhaustion and dehydration.
Yeah!
Yay!
Scourge of the rich and famous, the exhaustion and dehydration.
The celebrities are the only ones that get that, I think.
Her physician has advised her to take a few days off to rest. Well, no one works harder than celebrities, Kevin.
That's true.
The guy who's working at construction, you know, 8-10 hours a day, is nothing compared to getting up on stage and doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on, that's exhausting.
Making up
Remember
nonsense?
All those lyrics? George Clooney is stepping up to the plate. I mentioned it earlier this week. He is...
That's an ironic bung.
That's Mike hitting the button to make you angry.
No. Yeah. I'm not angry, confused more than anything. I mentioned earlier this week that he was working in concert with MTV Networks to host a telethon to raise money to aid the victims of the earthquake in Haiti.
Right.
We now have a date for that telethon, January the 22nd. When you're not watching Conan... You can go watch the telethon. How about
Perfect.
That?
Clooney, you smug bastard. Stop playing basketball and get married like the rest of us.
Hollywood Reporter says several other networks, including ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, and CNN, have all reportedly also agreed to carry the program.
Excellent.
From 8 to 10 p.m. So it'll get a lot of eyeballs and hopefully raise a lot of money to help the victims of that earthquake in Haiti. So.
I think that's cool. That rarely happens with the networks, if
True.
Ever.
Once in a while, seem to be able to do the right thing when it comes to charity,
yes,
specifically. You know, 90999. If you have not yet donated, that's $10 at Easy Text. Just the word Heidi to 90999. $10 to the American Red Cross.
What about
Haiti,
that?
Yeah. Haiti, sure.
Okay. If you do Heidi, then she gets all the money. Heidi Montag gets all the money. We don't want that. Yeah.
Over $6 million. Last I heard, through the texting program. So it definitely does add up if enough people do it.
Awesome. That.
And do you ever wonder how Katy Perry gets her creamy complexion?
Oh, my.
I've never wondered about it, but I've enjoyed it.
She's got great skin.
She does.
She sure does. Looks like she's made out of crushed velvet. You just want to rub up against her. You know what I mean?
There is a new way to get a facial.
Well, apparently, it's not just good genes. She has to work at it. She has just become one of the new celebrity spokespersons for Proactive, the acne treatment.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
She's going to talk about her battle with acne over the years and how Proactive now gives her that smooth, milky, creamy skin on her face.
That's why I got silky smooth cocoa butter skin.
Rumor has it, by the way, that she's making $4 million for the endorsement deal.
Wow.
How much Proactive are they selling if they can afford to pay celebrities $4 million to talk about it? That's a lot of zits.
That is a lot. Yep.
That's a lot of zits. That's all I'm saying. Freaking zits.
There are a lot of them out there.
Oh, those zits.
Yeah.
Zits. Were you troubled by zits as a teen, Kevin?
No, it was not.
I was lucky, too. I never really had any issues with acne. But I had friends who did, and it was, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy.
Especially in high school.
God.
Oh. Everybody's so brutal in high school.
There was a kid in high school looked like a bee's had attacked his face.
Just everywhere.
It was just so sad.
There were a couple kids on American Idol this week, Ralph, I'm sure you saw, and you just thought, man, even if they could sing, there's no way they could ever win this competition because of their face.
Just slap some Proactive on them, that's all.
Well,
maybe stuff apparently works.
Is it instant?
Yes.
It instantly
goes. There is. They got one cream. You go to bed with a zit, you wake up without a zit. I'm not kidding you. I've seen it. Jessica Simpson told me.
Did she?
Well, yes.
That's reliable.
By the way, Jessica Simpson now is touting her love of boxing.
What?
Apparently she's been in the boxing gym past couple weeks, working out, and she's in love with boxing. Says it's changed her life, boxing.
Jessica Simpson.
I'm just saying it's on. Me and Jessica.
I was about to ask. You're a boxer. How much would you pay for just one round?
Finally found an opponent worthy to get into the ring with me.
Wouldn't you be worried if you had breast implants to get into a boxing ring?
She doesn't have breast implants.
Yeah, she doesn't. That's right.
Oh, those are natural?
Yeah, her breasts are natural.
I'd be worried if they were that big natural. I mean, it seems like that's a bad deal.
A lot of girls who fight wear protective chest wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, in her case, it would have to be like a battleship or something. Get a wall.
Give me the box!
What the hell? Right.
We didn't understand it. Play it again.
Give me the box!
Something box.
Give me the box?
Give me the box.
Give me the box.
It's in my boxing file. I wasn't sure what it was going to be either.
Yeah, maybe you should move that.
Is it possible to preview those?
No. So not while I'm on the air, no.
Give me the box you played.
Move that to the unintelligible part.
Yeah, move that to not applicable
to anything.
And certainly not humorous. You have a not humorous file?
That'd be good. It's right next to the never usable file.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Maybe there's a recycle bin. Maybe there's a delete button on that machine we could start using.
I've long thought we need to have some spring cleaning with Beans audio.
Yeah, obviously.
And just go through the list and just toss stuff out.
Lisa. Of the Cult Jam.
Yeah.
Thought you meant me.
See, I got fooled Lisa. Aww, she thought I was yelling for her.
Talking to me.
Kicks off our celebrity birthday. She's 43 years old today. Chad Lowe celebrates his 42nd birthday. He's an actor. He used to be married to Hilary Swank. Regina King, also a very talented actress. She's on Southland. And by the way, don't be fooled by TNT saying, watch the premiere of Southland on TNT. Watch Southland on TNT. It's reruns. It's all reruns. It's all the reruns of the NBC shows.
Kidding?
They're building us up to the new episodes, but they're not running the new episodes yet.
They want
everyone sort of catch up on the
mythology. They want the TNT watchers to have seen the first season.
Right. They want you to kind of catch up and know what's going on in the Southland world before they start breaking out the new ones.
I can see that.
So don't be suckered in like I was saying, boy, this looks familiar.
I've seen this.
I know what this is.
Son of a gun.
She's 39 years old today. Orleans Saints, or the New Orleans Saints.
Either one.
He played in both. He played in Orleans and in New Orleans when they moved.
He is the quarterback for that team, Drew Brees. He's 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Coming up in about 15 minutes, grand prize drawing. We are going to send somebody to New Zealand to see them crooked vultures.
Me. Send me.
Seems like a positive and a positive
to
me. So we're going to make that call in about 15 minutes here on the world famous K-Rock. It is 11 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. What does Spencer Pratt think about all the new plastic surgeries that I'm sure he forced his wife to get over the holidays? We'll find out coming up later on this hour. First, though, we've got an update from one of our favorite Kevin and Bean listeners. I'm very excited to welcome our friend Dua Veed back to the show. He is on the phone with us. We last caught up with him a few weeks ago, and he and his mannequin wife had been living in Seattle and were very unhappy. And when the last we heard, Kevin, you recall, they were trying to get some paperwork together to move up to Canada, right, where people were a little more open-minded about his way of life.
If I remember correctly, He was changing his mind on Canada and wanted to go to Norway.
Right.
Remember?
Because someone told him it was really beautiful.
Bean's not being insulting when he says his mannequin wife. He's not like saying that she doesn't move much. It's a mannequin.
He actually married a piece of plastic, right? And they're very happy together. We couldn't be happier for them, right?
Exactly. Now, Dua Veed, good morning.
Hi. Dua Veed. We're in the line to get on the bus to come back home to L.A., and when we get to L.A., we've got to go to Acme Display downtown about 9 and Olive. I got to get some parts because she was damaged at a church here.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right. Last time we spoke with you, you were in the process of trying to get her repaired. There was some sort of internal machinery that needed to be replaced, and you were not able to get that done in Seattle?
That's what it is. Acme Display has these parts. The top of the legs, the screen mechanism that goes into her torso, and that part.
Now, when you buy, we have many questions. One is the Canada thing couldn't happen. The Norway thing couldn't happen. But I thought you hated Los Angeles.
Well, let me put it to you like this. When I saw the benefits of living in California, I learned how to appreciate California.
Oh, I see.
So, hard weather.
So you did not like it before, and now you can appreciate it better.
I learned how to appreciate what people have done for me.
Okay, now. Okay. You married a mannequin, and you're going to get on a bus. Now, do you buy her a seat?
Yeah. She's got her own seat and her own suitcase.
What's in her suitcase?
Her legs.
Her clothes. What?
Her what?
Her legs.
Her gorgeous ballet dancer legs.
Her legs,
Lisa,
are in her suitcase.
Don't ask dumb questions. Don't be insulting to our guest.
Sorry.
Now, Dua Veed, what kind of do you notice people around you on the bus? What kind of looks do you get? Because I imagine not everyone is as open minded about bringing a mannequin on.
Yeah. They're jealous because I have no problems.
They're jealous.
Because I have no problems.
You have no problems because you married the right kind of woman. Am I right?
She's got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
That's for damn sure.
That's what I know.
I love her so much, I can't stand it.
I know.
I know you do. And she's a beautiful. We were lucky enough to get to meet her. We know how special she is. But do you dress her up at all? Do you have a series of outfits that she wears, or is she always naked?
Black tights, black sweater, black boots.
A lot of black.
So yeah. She dresses just like you then?
Yeah.
Of course,
right.
You guys are perfect together. How long have you been married so far?
June 1809 at 12:45 p.m. at Bed Behavior.
Yep. Wow. Okay, so almost 7 months. What's been the secret to the success of this marriage?
Let me see.
She can't talk.
Perfect wife in every way.
Do you ever worry that she's such a catch and you're so lucky to have her that she may leave you for someone else?
No, I have confidence. I take care of her enough that she's very satisfied with the way I treat her.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you ever worry that that you're going to get older and she's not?
No.
You're not worried about that either?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. We got to go. We're out of time, but we could not be more delighted that you're coming back to town. Maybe we'll get a chance to see you around, and I'm so happy that everything has worked out for you, Dua Veed.
Yes, I got to get parts
right
from the Acme Display
right
to reattach her legs and give her her glory back.
Right. So you can't reattach her legs until you get those spare parts.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
It's the round mechanism that's screwed up into the torso and that part.
Got that. Right. Got that. Hey, do us one. Okay, that's great. We're excited for you. But do us one favor and take some pictures if you can along the way. I mean, we have so little on you. We'd love to have some stuff to put up on the website for our listeners to enjoy as well. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a camera?
Well,
camera on your phone,
but I don't have email or the web.
Okay. Use your phone. Take some pictures with your phone, and then we'll walk you through sending them to us.
Well, I have no web.
Right,
that's
I know.
That's okay. We can still work that out with your cell phone.
We're saying just take the pictures, and then we'll help you from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Duavid. Well, Happy New Year to you, my friend. Thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
You bet.
We'll see you soon, sir.
I'm sorry it took so long to appreciate California.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you have to leave, you know?
That's right. Come on home, all right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Duavid.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that guy is the best.
He's happier than most guys I know, by the way.
He is.
True. You got a good point.
He married an actual mannequin.
And he's practically homeless, and he sleeps with plastic, yet he's happier than most people I know. What's up with that?
And now, a moment with Bean.
And by the way, look for Duavid in the carpool lane coming near to you soon.
Well said. Yeah.
That was a moment with Bean.
Adam Carolla on the way. Also, the movie beat, both because it's Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, and LaQuisha breaks down last night's Jersey Shore. Are you ready to make someone's day here, Kevin? You ready to make that phone call that sends someone to freaking New Zealand to see them crooked vultures?
I am very much so, yes. I cannot believe it. I wish it was me.
Oh, yeah.
New Zealand. It is a country. Yes, it is.
It is indeed a country. It's one of those places that's on a lot of people's list of Australia, New Zealand. A lot of people want to visit there. Most of us never get the chance, never get enough time off, never get the money to make it, but it's supposed to just be amazing.
Scuba diving, if you're into that, it's supposed to be awesome. Them crooked vultures, by the way, I don't know. They can play.
let me tell you about them crooked vultures.
They're making hit after hit. It's not going to stop. It's never going to stop. They're a hit-making machine. Look at their gold records.
I want to move to New Zealand just to hang out with Murray, honestly. Yeah. He's my favorite person maybe in the history of television.
Making a call right now.
Are we?
Yes.
I sure can't hear anything.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. Phone rings. It's us. Pick up.
Hello?
Is this Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Are you the luckiest person on the planet?
Oh, my God. I think I am.
We started this contest on Monday. On Monday, we started the contest, and we took winners all day Monday, all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, and one last winner this morning.
And yes, then, that would have been.
And then we take all of the winner sheets and we shuffle them like a deck of cards, and then we just pick one out of the middle. And it turns out that you not only qualified today, but you won.
What?
What are the chances of that?
Very slim. And I'm so excited.
Unbelievable.
My husband is staring at me with his jaw dropped right now.
As he should.
Are you going to take him? Or, I mean, if he's not behaving, you know, a trip to New Zealand's a pretty good prize.
Hold that over his head.
Hold it over his head.
I think I have to take him. I think he would probably divorce me if I didn't.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Well, of course, them Crooked Vultures is the super group with Dave Grohl and Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. And they're tremendous. And you're going to get to see them in New Zealand. We're hooking you up with round-trip airfare to see the band in Auckland. We got a hotel for you, spending cash. Get your passport in order because you and hubby are going.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This is great.
Congratulations. Enjoy the show. And if you would, call us or email us back afterwards and just let us know how it goes.
I will definitely do that.
Because I'm guessing there's not going to be a hotel there.
It's hard to say. Or you know how K-Rock works?
Or tickets or something. I'm just saying something will go wrong because we're not thorough.
I'll take notes for you guys.
Okay, please do.
So very rarely, but occasionally, it does pay off to listen to the Kevin DeBede Show, and you are the proof of that. So congratulations again. We really appreciate you listening, all right?
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kelly.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. As we mentioned, LaQuisha reviews Jersey Shore coming up. Adam Carolla with The Week in Rage, Movie Beat, and more. Hey, there's no real reason that Heidi Montag needs to make a record, right?
Well, she's a talented singer, Bean.
I mean, there aren't people waiting to hear that music, right? I mean, it's just a vanity project, and I think nothing speaks to that more than the fact that she had to spend $2 million of her own money to make the record. if it was any good, I don't know. I bet somebody would have paid you to make the record, Heidi.
Wait, how do you spend why would you spend $2 million making the record?
Well, we really blew the bank on production value and...
Oh, Spencer, what are you doing here?
When
Spencer
you devote Pratt. Your entire life to making art, when
Is
you're
that
really
what you're doing?
Doing something to change the world, not only the world of music, but to change the world as a whole, to save people's lives with audio...
What?
It costs a couple bucks, okay? This isn't prefabricated cookie cutter nonsense.
It isn't.
No.
All right,
it
do you
isn't.
Mind if I play a couple of clips then? Because I would
Can I warn your listeners that they might just pass out because it's so good?
It's too good.
Can I warn your listeners that their hearts might explode because it's so powerful and meaningful?
So if they're driving, maybe pull over. Pull over.
Right now.
Did you produce the record? Is this your handiwork in the studio?
I did. I learned a lot about production when I worked on the White Album.
What?
The Beatles' White Album?
Of course.
You weren't even born then, Spencer.
Listen, details. These boots are made for walking, buddy. And I'm going to tell you that when I was working on Dark Side of the Moon...
You weren't alive.
I also learned a lot about different microphones.
Do you?
And I really felt that I hit the bass sound like I did when I worked on the original Thriller with this album.
You didn't work on Thriller.
I sure did.
That was Quincy Jones. That's very famous. It's one of the biggest selling albums of all time.
I mean... He was under my tutelage, much like he was on Purple Rain.
You didn't have anything to do with Purple Rain? Look, I have no history in the music business at all, Spencer.
I also learned a lot about perseverance when I coached Alabama to their first championship in NCAA football.
That wasn't you.
It sure was.
You didn't have anything to do with
it. I invented Kool-Aid.
All right, let's
whoa. He invented Kool-Aid. That's cool. That's applaudable.
Let's hear a little bit of your wife's record that she says is every bit as good as Thriller. So let's let the listeners decide if they've not heard any of this yet.
If you're hungry for pleasure, I could serve you a measure. Serenade me while I'm surfing the crowd.
Yeah.
My eyes on the ceiling, heavy breathing. A picture that I know just what to make you come my way. I'm sure your blood is pumping when I move. Well, I know. In your dreams, I'm a bitch.
It's just. But. I guess.
Also, we wanted to make sure, because so many people are using vocal effects.
Right.
We wanted to have a natural, raw sound of Heidi's voice come through. No effects on that whatsoever.
No what?
No effects on that.
No effects? It sounds like a computer singing. You can barely make out the human in that track.
No, there is no human in that track. We did not collaborate with No Effects.
That's...
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's auto-tune on auto-tune is what that is.
No, it's just your natural voice. That's
She sounds like a computer?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's changing... That's going to change the world for...
It already has.
Not just the world of music.
It already has.
How?
It already has.
How has
Recession's over from you playing that clip.
Right now?
Yep.
In the last 30 seconds?
Everybody go out, make your money. Positive changes. We are the world. All right.
Now, you guys are joking when you say this is going to be as big as Thriller.
No, listen, Uncle Larry, I learned a lot about life when I was Peebo Bryson's agent. And
you weren't that guy's agent, whoever that is. That's not you. Do you have any grip on reality? Any?
Sure.
Okay.
I developed the cowlick.
The cowlick is something that just happens naturally if you sleep on your head wrong.
I've come to the conclusion.
Times
are tough.
Yeah.
Okay? Not just for you normal people.
Right.
Like Linda over here.
Lisa.
Times are tough for me, and I spent a lot of money on this album with my beautiful
Aaron
Queen.
Well, I was wondering, because your wife makes it sound like you guys are broke.
Well, we are. And
what?
Because
your whole thing is, look how much money I have.
I just want to say that when your back's against the wall, that's when real champions shine.
Okay.
You know, I remember 1929, and I was working on the docks.
You weren't alive then?
In Seaside, New Jersey.
Yeah, and I wasn't you.
That's when I really developed, you know, the kind of the grit that I've got now in the showbiz industry.
The only thing...
When I rescued Lassie.
The only thing that you do is...
I'm from Narnia.
You're not. The only thing that you do is brag about your money. Now you don't have your money?
Check out this jacket. Got it at Walmart yesterday.
Walmart?
Wait a minute. You shop at Walmart?
Big ballin' in the 99-cent store.
You hate those people. You hate the poor people that shop at the 99-cent store.
No, we all have to make sacrifices for our art. And I spent $27 billion on this album.
That's not possible.
It sure was.
It's the number's
like
2 million.
Listen, let's not.
The number's 2 million.
Why do you have to fine tune everything? It's about the art.
2 million and 27 billion. I don't think it's fine tuning.
But I also spent a lot of money developing the new movie that I'm producing with my beautiful wife.
You're producing a movie.
What movie?
Yeah, we're remaking. Well, I don't even know if I want to talk about this now, but we're remaking The Graduate, and Heidi will be playing Mrs. Robinson,
right,
alongside Benjamin Netanyahu.
Okay.
She's too young to be Mrs. Robinson.
I'm Diamond Jim Brady.
Huh?
All right, listen. One more track from the album, then we have to ask you about all the ridiculous plastic surgery. But here again, Heidi Montag from her debut album. Let's get together. You can put me in the center of attention. Did I mention that nobody does it better? I got the fire, strike it up like a match. There's no extinguishing that, no matter if the rain is falling down. Is that the same song you played the first time, Kevin?
No, that's a different song.
Are you kidding me?
Here's what I hear.
I want to be Britney.
That's what this is.
You know,
that's what this is.
It's haters like you that,
isn't that what this is?
It's haters like you that gave me a career. But you know what? Keep saying my name. It's luckily I have a ton of celebrity, high-powered friends to keep me through this, to have my back when times get tough, when you're pointing fingers, when you're judging. Oh, look. Bring, bring. Hey, what's up, Coondog? Oh, no, I'm on the radio right now. I can't talk, Clooney. All right, see you later.
You just said bring, bring.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you doing? That's not a phone, and you're talking into your hand.
It was
my cell phone.
To your face.
Laura, shut up. God damn it. I didn't ask for you. Look, there it goes. Hey.
What is that?
Brangelina.
All right, listen.
You want to do lunch? Okay.
All right, listen.
Well, right now I'm on the radio.
All right, listen.
Brad
Spencer.
Manny. All right.
Spencer. Spencer, shut
telephone
up.
Telephone calls
shut
with my celebrity friend. See you later. Click.
Okay, you're shut up. Hang up. Okay.
Can't make that.
Heidi's going to be on the cover of People magazine. She got 10 plastic surgeries all at the same time.
Yeah, well, we didn't have enough time to get as much as we wanted. But
And by
you know,
we...
Some moderate touch-ups here and there.
10.
Yeah.
But she's 23 years old. She's already had a brow lift. She's already on her...
I know. We started a little late.
She's already on her second boob job. She had lipo all over her body, her butt, her thighs, her stomach. Yeah, she had her ears pinned back.
Well, that's exactly right. She had, little do you know, when I was the Turkish editor of Cosmo, I understood that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and that true female beauty is when your face is a complete triangle. It should be as pointed as possible, much like a greyhound or a wedge of cheddar. That's what we're looking for. We want her to be completely aerodynamic and have her face almost completely pointed.
Is she... Well, that's a lofty goal.
Yes.
Is she into that, or is this just you being an a-hole and saying your face isn't a perfect enough triangle?
I've run these ideas by my beautiful Aryan queen.
And was she in? Was she...
Let's do it. The thing is that there's so much industrial-grade lubricants injected into her lips that she can't really talk anymore. So I didn't get her opinion.
Could she shake her head like yes or no?
She did, but then the wind resistance from her ears and lips back at me as she says yes and no. It actually, I closed my eyes. I couldn't see it. It was like when I was, you know, the Red Baron in World War One. I was flying those planes. I had to have goggles because the wind resistance against my eyes, it would just make me blur up.
So this is all you, and she's just going, yes, okay, I'll have 10 surgeries if it'll make you happy.
She was thin. What in the world did she have liposuction for?
Really, thin is a relative term. I mean...
She looked pretty thin.
She was thin.
She was like a size 2 or something, wasn't she?
Yeah. Exactly.
Not a size 2 is very, very thin, very small.
Size 2, not a size -2. You know what it is? A size -2.
I don't know that exists, does it?
It sure does. Oh. We developed our own clothing line called -2.
We gotta go.
Heidi and Spencer's -2, alongside our own line of apple cider.
A little more music? Anyone? A little more music?
No, we gotta go.
Biggest Thriller.
Yeah.
As big as Thriller or bigger.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Spence.
Keep your eyes open for my new project with Lou Ferrigno coming out this summer.
I doubt that's true as well. Ralph Garman is in studio. It's time for another look at what's going on in Hollywood and beyond with the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
Hey.
you want to give money to the earthquake victims in Haiti, George Clooney's going to be helping you out. I mentioned yesterday he was working with MTV Networks to do a telethon. Well, the thing is, it's getting bigger than anyone could anticipate, which is good news. The telethon will be held on January the 22nd. And not only the MTV Networks, but now ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, and CNN have all reportedly agreed to carry the program from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's great.
So you'll be able to check it out. It's going to be George will be hosting, and he's going to enlist a bunch of his celebrity friends to come and help raise money. This is the same group that George worked with when he did Tsunami Aid back in 2004. And Joel Gallen, who produced the 9/11 telethon America, A Tribute to Heroes, will be stepping in to help produce this one as well. So all the best people are on it, so hopefully we can all raise some money and help those
folks. I hope Kanye's a part of it. Where did he say George Bush doesn't like black people?
That was for Katrina.
Katrina.
Yeah. That was another telethon.
That was the best. Yeah. I hope he's on it.
You know, it's so weird, Ralph, that these telethons that you're talking about that raise money for the charities, and the 9/11 one was the first one that I remember, they're so classy and so well done and so tasteful, it makes me wonder why it's the only time the networks are ever able to put shows on like that. Everything else is just all junked up. You know what I mean? But for some reason, they're able to make those just so good.
I think it's probably the level of star that they have all the stars, you know, say, let's all do this, right? I mean,
and there's
right,
no, they, there's no,
there's no hype.
Because there's no greed involved. There's no beneficial financial benefit for the network, so they don't have to get involved with all the
muck it up
with all the crazy ideas.
Yeah, that makes
sense. It's straightforward,
right.
And it's just about raising money. And they, you know, there's a certain matter of decorum comes because there's so much
tragedy
and seriousness involved. Yeah. Dennis Hopper, speaking of seriousness, one of my favorite character actors was I guess got his start back in the 50s. He was a child actor, basically, who worked all the way up until Crash, I guess, on Showtime, the series he's currently on. Apparently, he has cancer in his bones.
Oh, no.
That had spread from his prostate. And according to sources, he has told friends he's ready to die. He just wanted to finish the work he started on the Crash series. But now he's in too much pain and too weak to continue working, and apparently he is saying goodbye to friends and family, getting ready
for the
end. Gosh. Great photographer, too, Dennis Hopper. Very chance to see any of his photos from the 60s, especially. He really captured generation because he was right in the heart of it. He famously starred in a film called Easy Rider with Jack Nicholson. That film made Jack Nicholson a star and Peter Fonda, and that sort of started the counter-revolution of independent filmmaking back in the 60s. So he's a remarkable life, Dennis Hopper.
You know the first movie that I remember him in?
Speed.
Speed.
Blue Velvet.
Yeah. Speed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's a bad guy.
Pop
Speed.
Quiz. yeah. He was in Blue Velvet, too. Yeah,
oh,
David
that's
Lynch's
too bad.
Movie.
And the photographer. He played a photographer in Apocalypse Now, too, and he was awesome in that.
Morgan Freeman's affair just keeps getting weirder.
Oh, no.
Is this still going on?
Yeah. You remember he ended his 24-year marriage because he started dating his step-granddaughter.
Yes. Didn't he get in a car crash with her or something?
No, he got in a car crash, but that was with a family friend.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't with the same woman. He is still dating this 27-year-old. Morgan is 72, by the way.
Okay.
Wow.
Say who she is again in relation to him.
She is his step-granddaughter.
Yeah! Stepdaughter's daughter.
Wow.
His stepdaughter's daughter.
His stepdaughter's daughter.
Yes.
That is so weird.
Wow.
He had an affair with her. Now, apparently.
How can I top Woody Allen? That's what he's thinking.
According to sources, she wants to have a baby, and he has agreed.
No!
So the Freemans are looking forward.
He's 72.
Freemans are looking forward to another little Freeman.
What is the
running around soon.
Hubris? Right? Isn't that what that is?
It's well, just, I don't know. For
yes,
her, I can understand
that would be
it.
Considered hubris.
For him, 72. I mean, you're guaranteeing that your kid's going to grow up without a father.
Yeah.
You know, that's just doesn't seem good.
Yeah. I've long decided that having children, in my opinion, is the most selfish act in the world. It's the most selfish act that you can do, having a child.
Right.
Because you're basically saying, I want to be a parent, so in order to fulfill my need, I'm going to create another human being. I'm going to create another human being to fill a need in me.
Right.
That's a selfish act.
Right.
But raising a child, being a parent, is a completely unselfish act, and that's the price you pay for the selfish act of having a child.
That's well
correct.
Put.
So
correct.
He shouldn't be able to have a child unless he can fulfill the obligation of raising that child.
Yeah.
He has to swear on a Bible that he's going to stay alive
That's
until
right.
he's 100.
He's going to stay at least to 92
right.
for the next 20 years or so. Make sure the kid gets into college and gets off into adulthood safely, and then you can kick the bucket.
But you can't just start having kids before you just before you die. It's not right.
Unless she doesn't care and she knows that's the deal and she just wants to have a kid.
Well, she knows that's the deal, yeah. But it's still not right. You still have a moral obligation.
Yeah. Why has there been so little blowback to Morgan Freeman? Why is he still playing God, playing the president, revered as a result of something like this? This would be a scandal that would hurt a lot of actors.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I still love him and will watch him in anything he's in. He's amazing.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, I agree.
I just like how he touches young kids all around this world, you know?
Oh, stop that.
It looks like we have the lineup on NBC of what will replace Jay Leno's show at 10 o'clock.
All right.
NBC has announced that following the Winter Olympics, on Mondays at 10, you'll see Law & Order. Okay. On Tuesday, there's a brand new dramedy called Parenthood. Brought to you by Brian Grazer and Ron Howard. They did the original feature film with Steve Martin, Parenthood.
Right.
This is the TV version of that.
Are some of these supposed to be replacement series, or how do they
get
them?
These are all scheduled to be on the NBC's lineup, but they haven't found a home yet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Law & Order SVU will be moved from Tuesdays at 9 to Wednesdays at 10.
Okay.
On Thursday, the brand new Jerry Seinfeld-produced reality show, The Marriage Ref, will be airing at 10 o'clock on Thursday nights. And then Friday will be Dateline NBC.
Yeah.
With Chris Hansen.
I'm Chris Hansen.
Pedophile.
You are free to go.
So that's what you can look forward to on NBC.
All right.
At 10 o'clock. I'm underwhelmed.
It's going to be interesting to see how they do in the ratings compared to what Jay Leno is. Because if NBC ends up doing worse now with Jay Leno off, then what?
And they move
him
Conan.
Back. Move him to 10 and keep him at 11:30. And have him do the evening news.
Do the news? Okay. Yes.
And Billboard.com says that Glee star Matthew Morrison, who plays Will Schuster on the show.
Which one is that? Is that
he's the teacher. He's the mentor of the kids over in the Glee Club. He has just announced he has got a record deal. He's going to be making his own record.
Oh, no kidding.
He will do an album.
You know who's going to buy that first? You know who's going to be right first in line for that?
I do not know, sir.
My wife.
Oh, she loves Shoe?
Loves.
Loves Schuster?
Loves like you go, okay, I understand that he's a decent-looking guy, but come on, take it easy with this. That kind of love.
He's up for a Best Actor in a TV Series musical comedy at this Sunday night's Golden Globe Awards, and apparently Mercury Records will be putting out an album by Matthew later on this year.
I hope it's rap.
Wouldn't that be great? It'd
be awesome if it was.
I believe
it
it's going to be romantic ballads and that kind of stuff, I think.
I'm surprised by that news only because I thought the kids would get an album first.
Oh, they're getting an album, too. They've got the soundtracks.
Yeah. Soundtracks, yeah.
Soundtracks, yeah. But he was a big Broadway star before he even got the Glee, which I
did
was not
he?
Know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently
I
he did a bunch either. Of Broadway. You didn't know that?
I didn't.
How did you not know that?
I don't know.
She was too busy seeing Riverdance.
Apparently.
Again.
And Lea Michele, the little brunette, the busty brunette on that show, was also a Broadway star.
That
as well.
I know.
She's a good deal right there.
Yeah, she's a
Bug Eyes.
No,
not
I think
all.
She's really attractive.
I do too.
Where do you get that
uniquely sort of hot.
I do too. Bug Eyes.
There's no Bug Eyes.
No Bug Eyes.
A little Bug Eyes.
No Bug Eyes.
Can't, wait a minute. Can't
she? Some other show.
No, I know who you're talking
have
about.
Bug Eyes. She,
Bug Eyes. A little.
She has no Bug Eyes.
A little.
Not even close.
A little.
You're thinking about his girlfriend, Schuster's girlfriend, the teacher, the other teacher, the redhead teacher.
No. She's got big time Bug Eyes.
Right. She's got Bug Eyes.
I know the difference.
But Lea Michele, the little brunette, the girl who plays the Jewish girl in the show.
Right.
She doesn't have Bug Eyes. There's no Bug Eyes!
Bonkers. Her eyes are bonkers.
They're not bonkers. Her eyes are fine.
God.
When are we going to debut our new feature, Why Does Kevin Hate?
Because bonkers.
It doesn't matter what the topic is, Kevin will find a way to run it down.
I don't hate, and I find her hot. I agree with you on everything, but that doesn't mean she doesn't have little Bug Eyes.
She doesn't.
No, that doesn't mean it. The fact that she doesn't have Bug Eyes means that she doesn't have Bug Eyes.
No, you guys are just wrong about that, so.
No Bug Eyes.
Bonkers.
Big boobs. Got big boobs.
Big nose. Does.
Bug boobs.
Maybe that's what you're thinking of, is her big boobs.
I'm not thinking of her
nose
boobs or nose.
Her nose isn't big, Psycho Mike. It's just larger than the average girl on television's nose.
Same with her eyes.
No, her eyes are fine.
Come on, a little bit.
That pregnant cheerleader is a good deal, too.
She is.
Way.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. New Orleans Saints QB Drew Brees celebrates his 31st birthday today. Anybody rooting for the Saints this weekend? Anybody want to see the Saints?
Let me think. Who are they playing?
They'd be playing the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, no, not so much.
Not so much in this room, huh? Eddie Cahill from CSI New York is 32 years old today. Actress Regina King celebrates her 39th birthday. Chad Lowe is 42.
And Lisa of Lisa and the Cult Jam is 43 years old today.
Where's Omar? Where's no head to toe? No lost in emotion? What's he doing?
We didn't bust out any Lisa and the Cult Jam this morning.
I think we're good for that.
I think we'll find a little taste for
and
next
I'm also
hour.
Surprised because if I remember correctly, which I probably don't, Bean used to be obsessed with her.
No.
No?
No.
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 Are you saying no? What is like, you know, where she's hot, sort of hot, but
I thought she was sort of hot back in the day.
But you've been confused by this before. Okay. For some reason, when Rouse says Lisa, you think Lisa Loeb, and I don't know why, but they are very different people.
Does she have bug eyes?
No, she had glasses. Lisa Loeb had glasses. She did the Stay song.
I've watched Kevin talk to Lisa Loeb in person. I've watched him shake her
hand.
He's
met many people he doesn't know. Yeah. Mike, it doesn't mean anything.
I really don't pay attention.
Thinks Lisa Loeb led the Cult Jam. That's what confuses me.
I've seen Kevin tell Gary Cole to his face that he didn't know who he was after I introduced them.
Yeah, I did that.
It doesn't matter that he met somebody.
Bonkers.
He's bonkers. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hear my whole thing. Go to KevinBean.com and see the video of the audio that we're about to play for you here. It's about the late night wars and all the talking that's going on about Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien. And I just like to say, Jimmy Kimmel is so much better than both of those guys. Thank God his job is secure. We don't have to worry about Jim going anywhere. And I don't just say that because he's a friend of ours or used to work on this program. I mean, night after night, he's so much funnier than Conan and so much funnier than Leno. And I think he just proved it again last night with his appearance on the Jay Leno show.
But it goes, in my mind, it goes Jimmy Kimmel and then Conan and then anyone else.
Right.
And then Jay Leno.
And then Jay.
In my mind. Jay had Jimmy on last night. For this, what was he called? A top 10 list or whatever?
Ten at ten. And of course, the late night shows, you know, living in their own insular little world, this has been the biggest thing that ever happened at late night because, you know, probably since Carson left, for instance, Johnny Carson left, because, you know, everybody is involved and everybody is getting in on it. And a couple of nights ago, Jimmy Kimmel came out and did his entire show as Jay Leno. And that was not a very flattering portrayal either. So why does Jay Leno, knowing that Jimmy is funnier than he is smarter than he is, and isn't a fan of Jay's comedy, why does he invite him to come on his show and potentially skewer him on his own program in front of his own fans?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that, except for maybe he's taken a beating in the press, and he figures getting made fun of is kind of a way of, you know, kind of addressing it and letting people burn off a little steam.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why else he would do it.
If you poke fun at yourself,
right,
it does allow – there's less for other people to make fun of if you've already handled it, right?
He's kind of acknowledging that he was kind of an a-hole through this thing by allowing Jimmy to say it.
So, again, go to KevinAndMe.com if you want to see the whole video of this. We're just going to play a couple of clips. It's 10 at 10, so Leno will throw out a question to his guest, and last night it happened to be Jimmy Kimmel, and then the guest responds. What's up first?
Number five, you're known for pranks. What's the best prank you ever pulled?
I think the best prank I ever pulled was I told a guy that 5 years from now, I'm going to give you my show. And then when the 5 years came, I gave it to him, and then I took it back almost instantly.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
But as Jay hears that, and of course he's hearing that from a lot of people, he has to be thinking, I'm an asshole.
Yeah,
what am I doing?
I'm sure he's conflicted, but I'm sure he can see the side of it, which is that he played this entirely wrong.
Yeah.
You don't give them a date that you're going to retire and then go back on it right after they move another guy in. That just doesn't make any sense.
Ever order anything off the TV?
Like NBC ordered your show off the TV?
No.
All right.
What's the most number of lap dances you've had in one night?
Jay, my mother's watching the show, so... Actually, no, wait a minute. The show's canceled, right? Nobody's watching the show. My mother's not watching the show.
Wow.
Somehow he works it into every single
Impressive.
One. And by the way, I've been with Jimmy Kimmel before, Strip Club Vegas. The number's very high. Very, very high.
What do you fear most?
I fear the network will move my show to 10 o'clock.
Right.
And finally,
number nine, is there anything you haven't hosted that you want to host?
Oh, this is a trick, right?
Where no.
You get me to host the Tonight Show and then take it back from
me? No.
I'm not going to. Listen.
No.
Listen, Lucy, I'm not Charlie Brown. I don't fall for that trick. No, I'd say the Soul Train Awards.
Soul Train
Awards.
So well played. Here's what we're saying. Jimmy Kimmel.
That's the answer.
Awesome. Yeah.
And if not Jimmy Kimmel, Craig Ferguson or Jimmy Fallon for that matter. It's crazy how much press Leno gets. He's the worst of all the guys.
Yeah, so stop it with the Leno thing. Although people already sort of did. That's why they're moving back.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday and time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, party people, about 4 new movies in Cineplexes this weekend worth taking a look at. We're going to talk about them right now. The Last Station in limited release, finally. The movie we've all been waiting about, about the relationship between Leo Tolstoy and Anton Chekhov.
I don't know any of those words.
Tolstoy, come on, you've read Anna Karenina. You've read Crime and Punishment.
No.
You've heard of them. They're too long for you to have read.
They're really big, heavy books.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You've certainly heard of them.
You could use to press flowers and things.
So, and that's a movie about them?
Well, it's about his last years, Leo Tolstoy's last years in his life, and the battle between his wife and his protege, his disciple, playwright Anton Chekhov, and their battle, really, for his attention and his soul, in essence. Tolstoy apparently was so guilt-ridden about the fact that he professed a lifestyle of poverty and chastity, but in reality he was enormously wealthy and lived a life of total hedonism. And so he was so torn by that that he, when he got sick towards the end of his life, he took off. He ran away from home, basically. Ended up at a tiny rail station.
Mm-hmm.
And the last station is apparently about...
I think it looks
good,
by the way. I've been looking forward to this movie.
Let me know how that is.
Helen Mirren stars, British actress Helen Mirren, Christopher Plummer as Tolstoy, and Paul Giamatti as Chekhov. So, great cast.
Ralph, before your email box is flooded, neither one of those guys wrote Crime and Punishment. I'm sure you didn't mean to say that, but that was a Dostoevsky.
Oh, Dostoevsky, right. I meant, what's the other Tolstoy novel,
idiot.
The big one?
War and Peace.
War and Peace. Yeah. That's it. Not Crime and Punishment, War and Peace.
Look, they're all the same. You're talking about books I don't read, so it really doesn't matter.
Here is a scene from The Last Station where Helen Mirren, who plays Tolstoy's husband, is trying to get in to see her sick husband.
I want to see my husband.
He's too weak to see you now, Mother.
Not too weak to see you, not too weak to see that.
Do you really want to do this here?
So I am the leper outside the gate while he sleeps with the devil himself.
Chertkov is here because Father asked him to be here.
Kiss my husband. He's not your husband.
Oh, you're unbearable.
And you are a stone-hearted bitch of a daughter.
Oh, no, you didn't, Sophia!
Girl, fight!
It's in limited release. The Lovely Bones opens up in wider release this weekend. We talked about this movie before. It is based on the very popular book about a young girl who is brutally raped and murdered and then watches over her family from beyond the grave as they attempt to solve the mystery of her death. Peter Jackson directs the critical hit. Here's a scene between Stanley Tucci, who plays the murderer in question, and the detective trying to solve the case played by The Sopranos' Michael Imperioli.
You have some time for a few questions?
Certainly.
Come on.
Thanks.
I know why you're here, of course. I think when something like this happens, you always blame yourself. All I can think about now is, why didn't I see something or why didn't I hear something? Because surely that young girl must have screamed.
You evil bastard!
Wow.
You killed her! Evil bastard!
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a good time at the movies, doesn't
it?
Yeah.
Both of these so far.
The Book of Eli opens this weekend. Denzel Washington teams up with the Hughes brothers in a post-apocalyptic America where he has the last Bible of mankind, the sacred book that holds the secrets to saving mankind. Denzel Washington carries around in a backpack and protects with his life.
Really? Carries around in the backpack is the best he can do.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like the postman, only this guy's the Bible man.
Hide it somewhere.
Well, he's got to keep moving, man. He's got to keep trekking.
Does he run into Viggo Mortensen on the road at all?
He doesn't. But Ray Stevenson is in the film, and Gary Oldman is in the film, playing the
great,
scary dude who's trying to steal the book.
This looks great to me.
And Mila Kunis
stars
in it as well, the lovely Mila. From That 70 Show and Family Guy. Here's a scene where Gary Oldman, as Carnegie, the evil villain of the piece, explains why he's interested in Eli's book.
That's not the right clip.
No, that would be be Jackie Chan having a kung fu fight.
Would you say that's the wrong clip?
I would say it was the wrong clip.
Let me try this one, and you can tell me if this is the right clip.
Okay.
Put a crew together. We're going after him.
That's it.
Fuck. It's not a book. It's a weapon. A weapon aimed right at the hearts and minds of the weak and the desperate. It will give us control of it. If we want to rule more than one small town, we have to have it. People will come from all over. They do exactly what I tell them if the words are from the book.
There you go.
Crazy people.
The book equals power.
To rule the world.
Maybe the book can teach Gary Oldman to do a better accent. That would come in handy. That would be a good power to have.
That was kind of odd.
And lastly, The Spy Next Door. Now we're talking. Now we're talking movies, because not only does Jackie Chan play a secret agent who lives next door to some hilarious kids and have to babysit them.
Right.
But George Lopez and Billy Ray Cyrus also co-star.
Wow. This has everything.
It has everything for everybody.
Wow.
He's a former CIA spy called Bob Ho, Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
And do you really think the CIA would hire someone who can't speak English? I don't think so.
Probably not.
He finds out that his girlfriend's kids have accidentally downloaded a top-secret formula that was meant for him. And so a Russian terrorist pays a visit to the family, and he has to come out of retirement to protect them. Here is where Jackie Chan is announcing his retirement from the CIA to George Lopez and Billy Ray Cyrus.
I'm retiring. I want to get married.
Oh, heck, man, don't get married. Just find some woman that you're going to hate in 5 years and give her your house.
I could never give up this life for a woman. We're spies, man. Every little boy wants to be a spy. It's the life. All the hours you spend sitting alone in a little room like this, eating cold takeout food in the back of a surveillance van, getting shot at all the time, you're doing the right thing.
Only problem is that her kids hate me.
We're gonna miss you, Ho. Good luck with those kids.
I brought down dictators. How tough can three kids be?
Oh,
wow!
Sweet Jesus!
That is that a parody of?
No, this is a movie that was made and somewhere in America is going to be shown in a theater.
Didn't Vin Diesel already do this movie as the pacifier? Wasn't it just a couple of years ago?
Hulk Hogan did this movie as Commando Nanny.
That's right.
Years ago. This movie's been made time and time and time again.
But did any of those other ones have George Lopez in them?
No.
All right.
Or Billy Ray Cyrus using the 50-year-old joke, just find a woman you don't like and give her your house?
Sure.
Or George Lopez saying, oh, just be like a spy eating good food in the back of a van. Is it Cheech and Chong in the CIA now? I have brought down a dictator. What kind of dictator to be? What? F you! Just break some boards. Don't try to talk. God damn this movie.
I want a good movie.
Well, then you're going to have to go see Book of Eli or Last Station or Lovely Bones, because The Spy Next Door is not one. God damn it! Angry.
There had to be a lot of thumbs up along the way in this process.
Someone wrote a check to someone.
Yes, for writing it.
And they made this.
And they hired people, and all those people said, yes, this is the story.
Oh, I want them to get giant hemorrhoids. Everyone involved in this movie.
Wow.
That's rough.
Every time they create another piece of crap, they'll be reminded of the evil in them. Their horribleness. God damn them!
So you're saying...
Yeah, it looks okay.
That's your pick?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
We've got Snooki.
No, we don't have Snooki, Kevin, but Jersey Shore was back on last night on MTV with two new episodes we don't watch because LaQuisha does, and she brings us up to speed with what happened on last night's show. Hi, LaQuisha. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my dear.
2 hours of Jersey Shore back-to-back episode.
Wow. GTL, baby, GTL.
Jim Tanning Laundry. Doesn't get any better than that.
That's how they do it.
And I tell you, last night I was touched. But that's another story.
Right. What about the TV show?
Then I watched the TV. And I found a new side of Snooki that I didn't know existed. She met a young man named Kevin, and usually she's all about just partying and making out and whatnot, but she really sort of bared her soul to Kevin when she talked about her dreams of being a veterinarian.
You look at me, you think I'm like a stuck-up bitch,
But yet, like, veterinarian, like, that's my zone. Like, I, like, save animals. Like, that's what I do.
Veterinarian is her zone. And that's who she really is. Don't buy into the superficial Snooki you see punching people and getting punched and partying and drinking and whatnot.
None of that is her?
No. The real Snooki is a dedicated lover of animals who is going to school to teach, to learn how to save animal lives. She is dedicated 100%. Just listen.
All right.
Like, I think about school, and I'm like, oh, like, I come to Jersey Shore and party whenever the I want. But the fact that I'm missing my last semester for this, it's really irritating me.
Oh, never mind. She took off the last semester of veterinary school to go party at the beach.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah.
I guess those animals will just have to die.
Oh.
Never mind.
She's not so much of an animal saver then,
she's
huh?
She's not saving animals this summer, that's for sure. But she loves animals.
Yes.
She loves animals.
I'll bet.
Maybe a little bit too much when she told Kevin about this.
I've been with goats, sheep, cows, horses, that's all.
Oh,
wow.
That's too much information.
Whoa, whoa,
I don't
whoa.
Know if you've been with
not
goats.
Like that.
Whoa.
That's
whoa.
Ridiculous.
That's not what she
that
means.
Ain't right. You should not be with a goat the way you are with a
I'm
man.
I'm with LaQuisha on this one.
It says so right in the Bible. Right. Thou shalt not lay down with a goat the way you lay down with a man.
Where is that
I
the Bible?
I don't think that's what's happening here.
Deuteronomy. Well, Ronnie is excited because the whole house is going to do a road trip. Guess where they're going? Atlantic City.
Sure.
I'm pumped to go to Atlantic City.
AC tonight.
Yes, AC tonight.
We're going to rock that out like we do every other place.
That's right. They're going to rock it out and pump their fists. Shut up, Ronnie.
Like they do every other place.
And all the boys get together to talk about what boys will talk about when they get together. Clothing and their choice of outfit.
What?
A club outfit and a regular outfit.
I'm going to bring three for tonight and then to wear something home.
But I'm bringing options. I like my clothes like my women. Options.
You like your girls like your underwear dirty.
Ooh, no, you didn't.
I've never one time in my life had that conversation with another guy.
Oh, Kevin, you're always planning what outfits you're going to bring when you travel.
Nope, not even a bit.
One for the club and one casual wear and a dozen striped shirts.
That I do.
For every day.
Right. But they don't, not matching. Matching's not important. But who has that conversation with their guy friends? I mean, if it's your girlfriend and she's talking about the clothes you're wearing, yeah, it makes sense.
Well, I'll tell you, it's very important for these boys to get dressed right when they go out.
Sure.
And when they get to Atlantic City, they go out for a nice dinner to spend the evening together. And I'll tell you, things turn ugly when Snooki and the situation start battling back and forth.
You're annoying, like, seriously.
I am.
Just shut the f*** up, because no one likes you in the house.
Really? Oh my God, Snicks is getting hard right now. You're getting serious right now.
F*** me. You piss me off all day.
What'd you say?
Can I have a roll, please?
Don't worry, you got a couple.
Let's go.
That was f*** up.
Oh, no, you did.
I hate to side with the situation, but don't worry, you got a couple was kind of funny.
You don't make fun of a girl's weight in front of everybody else at the dinner table.
No, of course
that is
not.
Simply not done.
Of course.
And everybody turns on the situation for that. They don't like his ass no more. Especially when he steals a girl from Vinny when they all go out to a nightclub together. Vinny's hooking up with some girl, turns his back, and the situation goes in there and snakes her away.
Vinny was hooking up with some chick, and I didn't even know he was hooking up with a chick. I just seen him with her. And for some reason, I think he went to the bathroom, probably. I pulled the robbery move on him. So she ditched the zero and went with the hero, I guess, for the
yay!
Night.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Stops.
LaQuisha, you don't know Psycho Mike like we do, but I swear to God, he is the situation. It's almost as if the situation is playing Mike on this show.
He pulled the robbery move.
He pulled the robbery move.
And then the hero and the zero.
Oh,
right.
Man.
And Robert De Niro and Emperor Nero.
Nice.
Well, things get worse for the situation. People like him even less because he went to the club with JWoww. They went together. But JWoww gets very sick from all the drinking she's been doing.
Right.
And she starts to throw up. And she said, look, you got to walk me back to the room in the hotel, please, because I'm not feeling well. And he says, no. Take care of yourself, because I'm macking on some girl.
That's nice.
I'm creeping. And so she gets upset, says, please, I need you to help me. I'm very sick. And he said, leave, get out, and get your ass thrown out of the nightclub.
Wow.
So J-Wild goes to the room alone, stumbles back to the room, and says, when he gets back to the room, I'm going to punch him in the face. Because, you know, you got to have some fights on Jersey Shore.
Every single episode, there's at least one fight.
Well, yeah. J-Wow is a woman of her word. Because he come back to the room, and she punch him right in the face.
Bah! And, like, connected to his kid's cheek.
Oh!
See what I'm saying?
The power that was behind it, it was some video game. It was nuts.
Right?
I think the fact that I'm like... got punched in the face by Jenny. It's pretty funny.
Did you see that?
It's pretty funny, actually. Yeah. Violence is hilarious.
When it's between everyone that you hate, it's not bad.
Well, they all go back to the Jersey Shore, and they go out to a nightclub. And believe it or not, they get into a fight at the nightclub.
No way.
Yes. Sammy and some girl get into it over Snooki, who's dressed like a whore and was making out with some other girl's boyfriend. And things got very heated between the girls, and then the guys got into it.
This girl's, like, running her mouth, like, really bad about Snooki's. And I'm, like, standing there, like, girl, shut your mouth. I didn't give a... I was wearing my corset. I was like, you know what? I look slutty, but I don't give a... I can wear whatever I want.
That's right, Snooki.
You
wear
them.
Your corset.
That's right.
I don't care. You get it, and then you go into your closet, and you pull out the corset, and you put it on. Well, the guys got to get involved because the girls are fighting, so the girl's boyfriends get involved, and Ronnie, once again, comes to the rescue by punching some stranger in the side of the head, knocking him out cold on the sidewalk.
Wait!
Run, Ronnie! Run!
Seriously, bro? Out of here, bro! That's one shot! That's one shot, kid! That's one shot!
Yeah, he threw one sucker punch and the kid went down like a ton of bricks.
And they're celebrating a cheap shot like that?
Yeah, one shot. One shot in.
Wow.
Well, of course, but he didn't know it was coming.
So Ronnie gets everybody together and says, let's just walk home now. Let's just get out of here because that kid's unconscious on the sidewalk. Let's just go home. Let's just pretend nothing done happened.
Thank God there are no cameras.
And everything will be everything. Let's just be nonchalant.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Everyone go home, come on.
Everyone be natural. Pretend like nothing's going on with these cameras following us and giant click lights being pointed in our direction as we walk down the street.
And boom microphones.
Let's try to be undercover about this. Try to be oblique about the whole situation. Well, the police naturally find them because they're the only people with cameras following them with giant click lights.
There's that.
And the cops pull Ronnie aside and they have a little conversation.
He swung at me, I swear to God. I'm not going to lie to you. Hey, I swear
what?
To God.
Guess what? You get arrested because Tanagasaur knocked him out. How cold she's going to get.
Arrested for aggravated assault. Ronnie going into the Jersey jailhouse, Shore House.
I can't believe something actually happened on Jersey Shore for a change.
He's going to jail.
Wow, is he going to get beat up in jail?
Oh, he's going to learn the definition of fist pumping in jail.
Yeah!
Well, I'm saying, we ain't going to be like he thinks on the dance floor.
Nope.
No, he's going to be, they're going to be making him Snooki.
Wow, is this an amazing show?
Oh, I can't wait to see next week.
We'll talk to you next week then.
All right.
Thank
you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, the guys who look like damn fools with our pants on the ground. I don't know what we're doing here, but we should have learned our lesson from the other night. All right, Adam Carolla joins us next hour with the Week in Rage, plus I'm sure he'll be pissed off about something. We'll find out in a minute. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday. What's going on?
Everybody's talking about the Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien fiasco, and now it looks like we know what's going to happen, at least from NBC's point of view. Law and Order is going to take over Monday at 10 o'clock, where Jay Leno used to be, then Parenthood on Tuesday. Law & Order SVU on Wednesday, the new Jerry Seinfeld-produced reality show, The Marriage Ref, on Thursday, and Friday nights at 10 will be Dateline NBC.
Yeah.
What does this mean for Conan O'Brien? Well, Conan has stated that he's not going to participate in the Tonight Show. That would be moved back to 12:05. And NBC is not willing to allow him to stay at 11:35 at this night show start time. So sources close to Conan say that January the 22nd will be Conan O'Brien's last night as host of The Tonight Show.
That's next week.
Yep.
Yep. Next Friday. That guy...
That will leave NBC 2 weeks before they go to the Winter Olympics. What they wanted to do was let this just be status quo through the Winter Olympics, then make all the changes when they came back after the Olympics, but
right.
O'Brien's not allowing them to do that.
Really? Well, that's I don't think he should.
No, I don't think it's his responsibility to take care of NBC. So I don't know what's going to happen, but maybe Monday the 25th, I guess it would be, we'll see Jay Leno as host of The Tonight Show again.
Did you see that Conan put The Tonight Show set up on Craigslist yesterday, Ralph?
I did not see that.
Barely used. Tonight Show set, available. If you buy it, you have to agree that Barry Manilow has already been booked as a guest on Thursday, so that goes along with the purchase.
That's funny. Sony Pictures, as I mentioned earlier, is rebooting the Spider-Man franchise, and of course now they're looking for a younger actor to take over the role of the web spinner, the wall walker, the arachnid superhero known as Spider-Man. According to a source, Sony Pictures has a short list of young actors they'd like to offer the role to, including Robert Pattinson from Twilight.
Oh, a little slight for that role, don't you think?
Haven't we had enough emo Spidey already?
Yeah,
we
yeah
need,
exactly.
We need him involved?
I'm saying no.
I say no as well. Chase Crawford from Gossip Girl.
Ooh.
And Michael Cera, apparently also on the list.
I don't think anyone could take him seriously as a superhero just because of the film persona he has built up.
Yeah,
I think
agree.
Everything he says would make you laugh.
But although, don't you think it would be the biggest change so that, you know, that might work that he would be so not Spider-Man and then, you know, so Spider-Man.
But you remember Topher Grace when they brought him in to play the villain in the most recent one?
Yeah.
It was impossible to take him the least bit seriously because he's got that persona, you know? Mm-hmm. You do carry a certain amount of baggage with you.
Where's the Spider-Pig movie? That's the one I've been waiting for.
Not coming out anytime soon.
Is that a Simpsons movie reference?
Yes.
Yes.
Katy Perry is slathering something all over her face these days.
Wow, stop that.
Boobies!
Right now, stop it right now.
She's a new spokesperson for proactive acne treatment.
Oh, all right.
So she's using the proactive to keep her skin looking dewy fresh and milky white and
come on,
creamy and glistening.
That's why I got silky smooth cocoa butter skin.
She's got silky smooth white chocolate butter skin.
Come on now.
I'm going to cut off your skin and wear it as a coat.
Oh, my God.
That's from Bean's personal stash, I think.
How can you make this not sexy?
That's what Bean does about life. He walks through life doing that.
But this is Katy Perry and Ralph's making all the... How can you make it so not sexy?
I love Katy Perry so much.
You just imagine being walking down the street and, like, flowers dying in his wake and things, like, collapsing and everything. It would just be like the angel of death.
Yeah, you're right.
Apparently, Katie's getting, according to rumors, $4 million for her role as spokesperson for the acne treatment.
Dude,
that is a nice check.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
They had Puffy did it. Alicia Keys did it. Jessica Simpson did it. I mean, they've had some pretty high-profile people in those commercials.
Yep.
Vanessa Williams did it for a while.
Yep.
There's been a lot of people. And Lady Gaga, apparently, collapsed before a concert in West Lafayette, Indiana yesterday. Gaga's reps say that she was... exhausted and dehydrated.
Yes.
And that's why she couldn't perform. I don't know what it is about celebrities, but apparently they have no one around them who can tell them to lay down and take a nap and have some water. Because they all get exhausted and dehydrated.
Is that code? I mean, does that mean they've been drinking too much? Dehydrated or...
I think it's just a catch-all. It's just a catch-all for sort of any...
Just
any
not feeling
hard
well.
Partying.
Just overworked or whatever.
Any whatever excuse they want to give, that's the one they always go to.
Yeah.
I'd be fine if she took a break for a while, by the way.
Lady Gaga.
Gaga's?
What?
Yeah.
And not have
fine.
This?
Rah, 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 Gaga, ooh la la, what you about romance?
And not have that?
Stop singing forever.
Buddy Carson Daly's playing that as we speak, by the way. Just getting some coffee.
That's heard true.
That, heard that going down the hallway.
Who was that? Bean, was that the American Idol judge?
Yeah, it was Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson. Stop singing forever.
Good advice. Today's celebrity birthdays, Lisa Lisa of Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam is 43 years old today.
Don't look at me. I have nothing to say.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about Bean's enormous crush.
No,
on
nope.
Her.
Back no? to you.
All right.
What about an hour ago when you said DJ Omar Khan was going to hook us up with some Lisa Lisa in 60 minutes?
We're having some technical difficulties. We don't have any Lisa Lisa. Sorry about that. Chad Lowe is 42 years old today. Not only is he the acting brother of Rob Lowe, but was married to Hilary Swank at one time. And even he didn't go to see Amelia Earhart, that movie she made. Not even Chad.
Wow.
No one went. Regina King currently can be seen in Southland on TNT. I love that show. Eddie Cahill from CSI New York. And Drew Brees, quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, all celebrate birthdays today as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I always look forward to Fridays on the Kevin and Bean Show, not just because it's Friday, but because our friend Adam Carolla from AdamCarolla.com stops by. And Ace, you came up in conversation at my house yesterday. I'm in the process of being audited by the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy comes out. Of course, he lives in Seattle. He's never heard of me or my little radio show. And he's trying to get a bead on what it's all about. He's like, I don't really listen to the radio anymore since the Ace man went off.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Wow. So he said, and every time he asked a question about my business and my expenses and my show, he's like, is that like how Adam Carolla does it? Do you do it like Adam Carolla? Is your show like Adam Carolla? Are you as funny as that? It just went on and on and on. I felt like you were being audited with as much as your name came up yesterday.
Let me see here. You want to deduct $40,000 worth of goat kibble? I'm not sure about that. That's definitely a red flag.
Did you start using Adam's name? Like, oh yeah, Adam and I do this the same way.
I don't know anything.
Try to drag him in?
I could tell, though, because he'd never heard of me or my show. I could tell that there was nothing that I could say that would win him over because he was so convinced that Adam Carolla was the last decent DJ.
Okay. Did you say, I know him. He's my friend.
Once Adam signed off, the guy just chucked his radio into the Puget Sound. He's like, it's not even worth owning a radio anymore if the Ace Man's not on it anymore.
Wow.
Anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. There's somebody who misses you at the IRS. All right, what's on your mind before we get into the Week in Rage?
Well, I had a bizarre dream last night. I was up all night basically because my dog had some surgery and the dog was up. And I had a couple of impulses. I hope Dr. Drew's not listening. When my wife came home with the dog tranquilizers and the dog sedatives and the dog pain pills, I thought, I wonder how that would work on a human.
Mix them all three?
Whatever. I'm not saying crush them up and snort them or freebase them or mainline them, but I just thought, I wonder if I popped one of those doggy downers, what it would do to me. I didn't do it, but I thought about it. That's all. Okay. I don't think that means I have a problem. I just thought, what would that feel like? That's all.
You did it, didn't you?
Maybe I would hump a fire hydrant. I don't know how it would affect me. I'm just saying. But I was up all night, and I was having weird dreams. It was one of those weird dream nights. And here's the weird dream I had, okay. And I want to know why.
You want to know why you had this dream?
I want to know why, and I want to know why our brain sometimes works like a fist to punch us in our own face. You know what I mean? Like, why is it, while you're supposed to, you know, I mean, here's how human beings are supposed to be wired. You're supposed to sleep for 8 hours or 7 hours or whatever it is out of the day so you can rejuvenate yourself.
Right.
Not so you can be chased by Nazis down a beach
while they
swing machetes. That's not exactly a rejuvenation process.
It scares you, wears you out because you're running on the beach.
Yes. Here was my dream last night. Right. I dreamt that I was driving Angeline, the crazy big boob starlet who's up on the billboards.
She's not really a starlet except for self-proclaimed. Like, she acts like she's somebody big. She's
even
on billboards,
worse.
But she's not an actress.
Could have. And by the way, when you dream, you get to do whatever you want.
Sure.
Could have been having sex with Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Instead,
I'm
with
better.
The 60-year-old with the double D's whose face is melting, okay?
And what are you doing?
I'm driving her pink Rolls Royce.
Okay.
And I'm driving it down the street I grew up on for no reason, but it's crowded with people, and I run over a 4-year-old kid.
What?
Oh, that was your dream?
In Angeline's pink Rolls Royce. And first off, I know everyone saw me because I was driving Angeline's pink Rolls Royce.
Did she see you, or is it they think it's Angeline?
No, everyone knows it's me.
Oh, man.
Wow. And then at a certain point, I claim that I couldn't see the kid because the kid was too short, and the top of the grill is so high, I couldn't see him over the hood.
But was that true?
No, because his dad got him up and dragged him over to the front of the hood, and his whole head was higher than the hood. And that's what I did last night. That's what I, that was my form of rest and rejuvenation.
And where does that come
running
from?
Over young kids in Angelina's pink Rolls Royce. Now I feel like $1 million. I'm refreshed. I'm ready to approach the day. What is that? Why do our minds have to F with us that way?
I don't know, because there couldn't be anything further from anything that happened in your life.
I know, that's what people do.
You don't love her or hate her.
They put it together. Right? They go, well, you know, earlier in the day, you probably passed a billboard that had her old ass on it. Maybe you saw a Bentley or a Rolls Royce, but still, that is a weird combination.
But then you run over a kid, which is just brutal.
But here's my point. Okay, I passed an Angelina billboard. Fine. How about I have a dream where she goes, hey, I have a hot 21-year-old daughter who wants to give you oral pleasure.
Her granddaughter.
And you can lie down in the back of my Rolls Royce and receive it there if you may.
It's a better dream.
Why doesn't it work
that way?
Much
better dream. Yeah. Why do I have to be tormented?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Just saying, and all of us have these things every once in a while. Okay, you have fears and you have thoughts and you have anxiety. Good. Express it during the day, and then at night you should dream of oral sex and be floating on a river of cotton.
I am going to make a note that that's how I should start dreaming. Hey, listen, Adam Carolla is here. His next live event to tape the Adam Carolla podcast is going to be next Wednesday night, January 20th. Two big shows, 8 and 10 at the Irvine Improv. Special guest includes Aisha Tyler, Mark McGrath, and Greg Fitzsimmons. Very funny guy. Is that one sold out yet, Ace Man?
First one sold out. 8 o'clock show sold out, but 10 o'clock still tickets, so you can get that to then.
And you're putting something together possibly for the end of the month at the Melrose Improv, too. I'm telling you what, this is becoming the hot ticket in town, is to see Adam when he takes his podcast to the stage. And you can, of course, check all those podcasts out at adamgrolla.com, too. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to Melrose. I think Ralph's coming with us Saturday, end of the month.
Why?
So we'll do that.
Why do you bring Ralph? Why do you bring anyone? You don't need a soul. You talk more than anyone I've ever met in my life. Honestly.
Because I need somebody to sit there while
and
I
listen.
Go, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. That's all you use him for, I imagine.
And every once in a while, I have to go, don't tune out and listen up. And I know I've said this before, but here it goes.
I went to Jimmy Kimmel's house this past Sunday to watch football, and Adam talked from the second I walked in until the second I left. And nobody else talked, and there were 30 people there. He wouldn't shut up.
That's about right.
That's me.
I love you.
Yeah, hey.
Talk
hey, buddy.
Less.
Yeah, how about you move to Seattle and start auditing Bean, huh? Right. Talk to that guy. That guy's a fan.
He knows.
This
Week in Rage is coming up.
Each Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, our friend Adam Carolla stops by after his appearance on The Week in Rage, by the way. We always put it up on the website at kevinandbean.com if you'd like to enjoy it again later or pass it around to your friends. And don't forget, adamcarolla.com is his site for all the latest on his successful podcast and live appearances. By the way, I imagine eventually, Adam, the podcast has become so popular that you're going to have to take the live show and do it around the country, right? You're not just going to always stay in Southern California.
Yes, that's right. If Bean's auditor friend in Seattle's listening, we're coming to you, baby.
All right. Right now, though,
It's time for this week in rage.
Well, number three, working down to number one, had this a-hole at the intersection the other day. The guy who decides he's going to turn left on the yellow, but you're not going to turn left on the yellow.
Yeah.
So he'll do it from behind the crosswalk. He doesn't want to venture out into the intersection like it's a sacred Indian burial ground or something. So I'll just hang back here with my bias ply tires until the signal changes, and then I'll make my move.
And then he can barely make it. So even if you want to follow him, you can't.
I'm saying I've been going three on a red, and I think we have the technology for it. We have the acceleration, we have the brakes, we have the suspension, we have the technology. It's been two when the light changes for the last 700 years.
Right.
That's right. 600 years before the car had been invented.
Yeah.
It was still that. I'm saying we have the technology to go three on the signal change.
But
now
that has to be proper positioning, and that's where your dude comes in. That guy ruins it all.
Dude who's scared to go out into the intersection. And here's what I always wonder about that dude. Like, when you get behind that dude, does that dude ride with anybody else? Does he ever throw his son in the car or his old lady in the car? Does he ever pick up a hitchhiker? And if so, how come nobody says to that dude, hey, a-hole, you're supposed to go out into the intersection? Because that dude is 60-something years old. He's been driving for 50 years. How come nobody says anything? Or, as I suspect, is this the first time he's ever done it just to F with me?
Oh, you think it's you?
Just effing with me.
No, that guy does it every single light.
I am saying we can get this town moving. Let's go three on the red.
I like it.
That's all I'm saying. We have the technology. All right. Number two, switching gears. Anne Frank. Anne Frank in her diary. That's right. She was hiding from the Nazis. I don't like when people mispronounce Nazi. The Nazis. She was hiding from the Nazis in the Netherlands, and she wrote herself a diary. You heard?
So you're, so you're going from three cars on a red to Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I had a transition. It was, here's number two.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
Anne Frank.
Anne Frank.
Heard of it, yes.
Yeah.
Diary,
now, the
yes.
woman that hid her just died. She died at 100 years of age. She just died on Tuesday. And by the way, they hail her as a hero. Nice job, bitch. She was killed in a concentration camp. You didn't do a great job. I don't know if hero.
Well, she did try to hide him.
But she tried, and she did a horrible job.
She hit her for a long time.
Yeah.
At
like 2 years, Adam.
At the risk of her own life. What's wrong with you?
She got gobbled up by the Nazis.
Right, but.
And she got put into an oven. I'm saying. Hey, I'm just, okay, let me just put it to you this way.
This is the one person that delayed that for 2 years.
All right, let me ask you this. If you had somebody in charge of hiding your kids, would it be this bitch?
No.
She did a decent job.
But she worked.
They didn't have that option.
Here's what I'm saying.
They didn't go to Anne and say, here's your options.
Anne Frank never got her learner's permit. If she'd done a great job, she would have at least made it to 15 and a half. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
That's all. I'm saying decent job, not a great job. Great job. Anne Frank's on the show after me this morning. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Great job. That's a great booking. She's on talk, reading her diary aloud. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Not a great job.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
So
a
let's
decent
not hail
job.
Her as a hero.
Not
just,
a hero.
Okay.
Anne Frank's dead. She makes it to 100, which is ironic. The
sure.
chick she's hiding makes it to 14. The one she makes it to 100, kind of rubbing it in her face.
I don't
if you think about it. Kind of rubbing
it.
That's,
so.
That's an F you.
It's
listen
not.
At you. You know why? Because Anne Frank's in heaven going, when is this bitch showing up? It's 1980 already. Where is this old bitch?
I want to have a word with her about the crappy job she did.
Yeah, I really want to have a word with her. No. And so here's what I was thinking, though. I was thinking about the diary. What, Kevin, what if they found your diary that you started writing at age 12 and, you know, stopped at age 14 or 15?
Right.
And then published that in 500 different languages around the world. What would that be like? Because I got a little snippet from what my diary would have been like if I was Anne Frank.
Probably the same as you.
Would have been this one. Dude, Hitler's a douchebag. Such a douche. Dude, with that mustache. So lame, dude. Bergen-Belsen, it's lame, dude. So lame. No. Although there is this hot chick. I got to go squeeze one off. I'll be back.
Okay, so that's one entry?
I think, well, that would be all of them.
All of them.
And then
it would
just come back. Welcome back. Diary. Hey, man. This sucks, dude. Living in an attic and eating canned beans. This is lame. Dude, Hitler's such a douche. What's up? You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know if it would have made it for a great read. But that, at my 14-year-old diary, and then some sketches of pirates.
Sure.
I would have had a couple sketches of pirates with huge boobies, though.
Right.
Fake booby, sexy pirates.
Well,
would have been on there, too.
Maybe it's a good thing it wasn't you.
Probably not.
Then.
And then also, I wouldn't have been great if I found her diary. Because I would have been like, wow, this is precious. This is something we have to print. This is something the world has to see. But then my phone would have rang, and somebody would have said, let me give you my address. And I would have went, hold on. And I would have just reached for the diary and scratched
it
down. I would have ripped like one page that didn't seem important out and wrote it on the back. And before you know it, it would have been gone.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, no hero, because Anne Frank's gone.
But good.
Okay. Yeah. My diary would have been how lame Hitler was.
Okay.
And maybe some weird drawings of it.
All
you know
right.
what I mean? As a pirate with big boobies. Hitler with big boobie Hitler as a pirate.
I don't know what you're on, but I want some.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And number one, the late night wars.
Yes.
Oh, boy, what's going on? Remember the old days? You just grow up and you'd see Johnny Carson making jokes about how fat Orson Welles was, and you just go to bed. Now they're all yelling at each other. It's weird. It's sort of strange. It's kind of surreal that they're all talking about each other. But everyone feels sorry for Conan.
Yeah.
Conan's getting screwed.
Yeah, odd man out. Right?
Yeah. Now, listen, there's a lot of people that are listening right now that are driving to work or driving from work after working a third shift or something. What if I said I'll give you $40 million, but you have to stay home for the next 2 years? Do you think someone should cry a river for you? All I'm saying is the guy's got
he may be getting the shaft, but he's not getting the fist. That's all I'm saying. $40 million to stay
it's
home,
okay.
Please. And everyone feels sorry for him. And the guy, he's not hooked on drugs. He's not into the bitches. Just a little sunscreen. That's really his only habit. $40 million should last him for the rest of his life. He can go home, write a novel, write a screenplay, do whatever he wants. I'm just saying.
But you know what he wants?
He wants to be on at 11:30.
He wants to host the Tonight Show.
T.S., I wanted to have sex with Angelina's granddaughter
right.
in the back of that Rolls, not hit the little toe-headed kid on my street in my dream. Was I able to do that?
No.
No, that was my dream, but I wasn't able to achieve it. You don't always get your dreams, okay. Conan. Take your $40 million and shut the F up. That's what I say, and nobody right. feels sorry for someone who gets that. Thank
you. There you go. Good advice. Check out AdamCarolla.com for both of his award-winning podcasts that actually haven't won any awards, but maybe they will one day. And check out the website for the live shows as well. Ace, have a great Martin Luther King weekend, man. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 9:44.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Are the complaints rolling in from Anne Frank followers, by the way? Are we hearing anything on the Adam Carolla segment today?
Yeah.
We good?
All the Anne Frank followers are upset.
I'm curious.
Is that
don't
a group?
Know these days.
No.
Is there a group with
no,
that?
No, they're all dead. Okay. All the Anne Frank fans are dead because okay. they were all 100.
That is the voice
the only,
of Ralph
the only calls we got from people saying, who's Anne Frank? That's all the only calls we got.
Anne Frank fans.
The hell's
Ralph
wrong
joins
with
us with the showbiz beat as he does each hour at this time. What's going on, Ralph?
The Francophiles.
A lot is wrong with him.
George Clooney's better than us. Not
I
only
know.
Has he spearheaded a telethon with MTV to raise money for the earthquake victims in Haiti, but apparently, according to the Hollywood Reporter, all the other networks have agreed to Mr. Clooney's request to participate as well. So you'll
Clooney,
be seeing.
You smug bastard. Stop playing basketball and get married like the rest of us.
So you'll be seeing the telethon on January the 22nd, not only on the MTV networks, which include, of course, MTV and VH1, but ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, CNN, and Versus. I'm making that up. It's going to be on Versus. Right?
This is next Friday, the 22nd.
The 22nd.
Yeah, next
Friday. Which, coincidentally, According to sources close to him, will be Conan O'Brien's last night as host of The Tonight Show. Apparently, NBC's not budging with their plan to move him to 12:05 if he continues in that capacity, and he will not participate in a show that starts at that time, so he will be leaving. No word yet on what his final payout will be, but Adam and I were just in the other room and discussing the situation, and I think he'll be fine.
Yeah,
no matter
yeah,
what happens, he'll
that's
be fine.
True.
It'll all be good.
He'll be fine.
Jessica Simpson apparently has a new way of working out. She said she is taking boxing lessons.
Hmm. Seriously, though.
Yeah. She says since she started boxing lessons, she no longer suffers from insomnia. It will tire your ass out. She feels better than she ever has and says putting on the gloves has changed her life forever.
Nice melons.
What about those?
Jessica said she was motivated to start boxing because of the urge to kick the crap out of her current boyfriend, Billy Corgan. I can certainly relate. No, she didn't say that. But apparently, that's her new workout.
Look, I think before boxing training, she could have kicked the crap out of Billy Corgan.
How dare you, sir? He's got a lot of rage.
I
Billy
hear
Corgan. That.
I hear that.
But despite all his rage,
mm-hmm.
I
yeah?
think he's still just a rat in a cage.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank
nice
you
so much.
And good news for Kevin's wife and other fans of Glee star Matthew Morrison. He plays the Glee Club director Will Schuster on that hit Fox show. He's just been signed to Mercury Records. He is going to make a debut album for that label, which will be out later this year. You can check it out. Matthew is also up for Best Actor in a TV Series, Musical, or Comedy at Sunday night's Golden Globe Awards. So it's a good time to be Matthew Morrison.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. His brother Jim died, of course, years ago. He's been singing the doors. I feel bad for him. But other than
that
he's had
brother.
A pretty charmed life, in
not
my
his
opinion.
Brother.
You looking forward to the Golden Globes?
I am.
I am, too.
Because I love Ricky Gervais.
Me, too. And it's the most fun of all the award shows because they serve a lot of champagne at the table
they
while
drink.
Everyone's waiting to win their awards. So they get loose.
That's the one that I approached a table with Jack Nicholson to say hi to him. And
oh,
he
really?
Said, get me a drink, please. And I turned around and got him a drink.
You thought you were a
I was
going to
say hi. Yeah. So I went and got him a drink.
You are lucky to get Jack Nicholson a
drink.
I know.
I know.
How did you get to the Golden Globes?
It's not kidding.
Wow.
Those are the days I was sneaking
That's
in.
Good.
You should be arrested.
I was going to just go up and say, I just, how many chances?
I don't mean that. I just mean in general.
How many chances do you have to say hi to him, you know? But then he wanted a drink. So I actually went and got a drink and brought it to him and left.
Maybe it would have gone as well as your Magic Johnson encounter.
Yeah,
maybe
well,
you would have had that kind of experience. That would have been great. Katy Perry.
Yeah.
She's got a new gig. Apparently, she is the face of Proactive Acne Cream. A lot of celebrities do commercials for this reportedly very effective acne treatment. And the rumor has it she's making $4 million to talk about her pimples. So,
wow.
Dude. That's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
Wow. I assume there has to be a certain amount of embarrassment to talk about that, though.
I would think so, too.
Even if it's in your past. Usually they showed some honked up pictures of you, you know?
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson, I knew, used to do it, and Jessica Simpson, and Puff Daddy, of course, did it famously.
They have to show the before pictures.
Now he's got cocoa butter skin.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, I guess $4 million, you know.
$3 million. I'm embarrassed. $4
million. All right. What if it's like Preparation H? It's like $8 million if you talk about that?
Oh, I used to have massive hemorrhoids.
Well, they don't show
the before pictures.
They don't show before pictures, though. That's good.
Bent over.
And shut up, white girls.
Speaking of new jobs, Holly Madison, the former girlfriend of Hugh Hefner, she is getting her own reality series.
No.
Excellent. That's good.
You know, Kendra has hers.
Right.
Now Holly is getting hers. It's called Holly's World. And the cameras will follow her around as she stars in a Las Vegas stage show called Peep Show, apparently, she's performing. The E! Network will be carrying it. Apparently, they've scheduled 8 episodes of the show with more to order if it's successful. But you can follow and see what Holly Madison's doing.
Is there no such thing as 15 minutes anymore?
No.
I mean, or now you're famous once for,
yes.
for no matter how tiny the reason you're famous forever.
I don't know. I think it was Lisa who said it this morning is they don't go away anymore. It used to be you were, you know, if you were.
Yeah, 15 minutes of fame.
If what you were a pointless celebrity, you would just be famous for a while. Then everyone would say, hey, whatever happened to? And there's no whatever happened
about
to
about a year from now, we're going to have 6 billion channels. And they'll just all have a camera on.
Yeah. Well, if all of Hefner's girlfriends get their own reality show, we're going to need 6 billion channels.
There'll
be that many shows.
That's true.
By the way,
my, Kendra, you do have a terrific vagina.
I've heard Hef, by the way, is getting serious with one of his new girlfriends.
Oh, here we go
Don't
again.
They say this all the time, though?
And so the twins, the younger twins, like at 19 years old, those twin girls,
right.
they're being asked to leave the main mansion because Hef's getting serious with the older one.
Right.
And she's getting a little put out by the fact that he's still hanging around with the twins, so they are going to be moved into the playmate hutch, I guess, the bunny hutch, and Hep is going to stay just with the older one on their own.
That kind of jealousy, doesn't it seem like...
That doesn't work
That
there.
Would get them bounced from that house.
You think.
If you're jealous, you're out.
How old is the older one? You say the twins are 19. What's the older one?
20.
23?
I really think she's like 25, yeah. So she better get with it because she is not long for that house.
Yeah,
25. A little long in the tooth.
I know I bring this up all the time, but even if you're living the luxurious life of the Playboy Mansion and the celebrities and the parties and everything else with you after, you're still going to bed with an 80-year-old man every night.
You don't know, Bean. You don't know what he's capable of when he pulls those teeth out, what he can do.
Oh.
Make magic.
He pulls the teeth out, throws in about 7 Viagra.
Exactly. Yeah. Just, yeah. All aboard the Gum Express, ladies.
Oh, God.
choo-choo.
Really?
Lisa, could you ever be happy with that love?
Never.
You don't know.
No.
You have no idea what a skillful lover he is, Lisa.
I have how to much take practice all the hanging skin off me first.
Man.
Oh, disgusting.
He's not a leper.
It's not a
Sharpay.
It's just a big old mush ball.
You don't know how good the Gum Express would be.
That's right. You haven't seen under that smoking jacket. He might be ripped.
I don't
For all you know. Have you seen him naked?
Ronaldo.
Have you seen him naked lately?
It doesn't matter.
No.
At that age, your skin just hangs off
no,
you. I don't
not
care
Hef's.
If there's muscle underneath.
Hef is shredded.
Yucky.
He's not human.
Hefinator.
And I understand that a penis in the prime of life is tough to look at. Imagine what it's like at 80.
Imagine where his sack is.
Oh, come on.
What's happening?
Do you not want to come back on Tuesday,
What's
people?
Wrong with
really?
You?
Is that the goal?
Well, we're just
looking for a Conan deal. You want to just make
not.
Some money and stay home?
I was trying to think of a
nice
way to say it.
Well, saying, you failed.
You
then.
Came up with it. Good work.
No matter how much you enjoy the lifestyle, there's no 25-year-old girl that is looking forward to what you have to do at night. That's the only point I was trying to make.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Needless to say, you all failed.
Lisa agreed a little too vehemently, in my opinion.
Imagine where it is.
All right.
Still the same. All right. Take it easy.
Both of you.
Corn's sake. And Jessica Alba.
Oh.
Has given women yet another beauty tip.
This is another pointless beauty tip. I love when the starlets tell women what to do in order to be irresistible to men.
So I can look just like her. What do I need to do?
Jessica Alba, Lisa says, want to be irresistible to men?
Yes.
What is the key?
What?
Self-confidence. If you walk into a room with your head held high, men will flock to you, she says.
It's not because of the way she looks?
It's her self-confidence that gets men intrigued in Jessica Alba.
Self-confidence helps. But she hit the DNA lottery.
Yeah,
shut your mouth.
On.
It's easy to be self-confident when you look like Jessica Alba.
Right.
Exactly.
God's sakes. Today's celebrity birthdays. New Orleans Saint quarterback Drew Brees is 31 years old today. Eddie Cahill from CSI New York is 32. Regina King currently can be seen on Southland, one of my favorite cop shows on television. 39. Chad Lowe, talented actor and former husband of Hilary Swank, is 42 years old. And Lisa of Lisa, Lisa and the Cult Jam is 43 years old. I don't even know if we have time. We don't have time.
We don't.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Oh, we had a big musical blockbuster tribute all planned. Oh, well, next year.
Next year.
Mark your calendars. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We are off on Monday. We will see you on Tuesday with a big announcement about Coachella.
What?
All the details on Coachella.
What?
Tuesday morning. Have a great weekend.
Don't bogart the joints, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Right! I love mimes!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Kevin, yes, I. How
dare you? Roll another one.
These gentlemen are here to talk about beavers.
Just like the other one.
What happened?
This one seems to be about to quit.
And it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
No.
We just did that.
We did that.
It's not the Showbiz Beat
we
at all.
Just did the Showbiz Beat.
It was 5 minutes ago.
Roll. Another one.
Did you hear the fart just then?
Just like the other.
I mean, his head is in between my legs.
Yes, I do respect
that. I don't have another cent.
Well, that's it, sir. You want to start the weekend?
No.
One more thing left.
I have never been so bored.
Just pass it around.
Hey, why the president got to be black?
Hit the showers.
I want to say three cheers for what we did. We accomplished a lot today, so it's going to be a hip hip, and I want to hooray.
Yeah.
Okay. Three cheers. Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over.
Oh, please, God.
Anywhere I can get a great big mission accomplished banner.
Guess I'll be on my way then.